Report, Air America Radio.
Looking for Mr. Goodwrench, Notes from the Road. Join revelers at a fall festival for tricks and treats.
I liked your costume.
I wasn't wearing a costume.
Oh.
Anyway, several folks claimed Mr. Goodwrench expertly winterized their vehicle. What's that? Fitted for mucklucks?
I think it means check batteries and tires. Stuff like that.
Thanks for your insight, Nanook of the North.
Find Mr. Goodwrench at all GM dealerships nationwide.
Still in the dark, we switched on our headlights and drove off into the bright afternoon sun.
Can't figure out why you're not sleeping well? Maybe the trouble is in your bed. Conventional mattresses create pressure points that make you toss and turn. But now there's a bed guaranteed to give you a better night's sleep. It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. The Tempur-Pedic mattress reduces the pressure points that make you toss and turn. So get a great night's sleep guaranteed. Call Tempur-Pedic now for a free video and sample at 1-800-942-1122. That's 1-800-942-1122.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. Kerry up by three. There are 12 days left until the election and the poll that really counts. And a new AP poll of likely voters has found John Kerry with a support of 49% of those in the survey and George W. Bush at 46%. That 3% difference within the margin of error of the poll. The survey found less than half of likely voters, only 47%, approve of Bush's job performance, and that is normally trouble for an incumbent president. Another new poll suggests that Kerry has pulled even with Bush in Florida. The Quinnipiac University survey of likely voters put Bush at 48%, Kerry at 47%, well within the margin of error there. A Quinnipiac poll 3 weeks ago had Bush ahead 51-44. Assistant poll director Clay Richards says the debates apparently strengthened Kerry's image in Florida, the most populous of the battleground states. Richards says for the first time, Kerry voters are now saying they are voting for Senator Kerry instead of just against President Bush. Results similar to those in the University of North Florida survey and a Mason-Dixon poll on Florida voters. The widow of actor Christopher Reeve campaigning today with John Kerry in Ohio, saying she wants to speak out on behalf of medical research. Dana Reeve says most Americans agree with their late husband that embryonic stem cell research can lead to life-saving cures. Christopher Reeve was a spinal cord and stem cell research advocate after his horse riding accident left him a quadriplegic 9 years ago. Kerry knew the Superman actor for about 15 years through family and activist connections. Reeve left him a long telephone message the day before he died, thanking Kerry for campaigning on behalf of medical research. Kerry saying today that Bush has turned his back on science and innovation that could mean better lives and jobs for millions of Americans. Kerry charged the president has, quote, an extreme political agenda that slows instead of advances science. And he says Bush is so beholden to far-right ideologues, he's blocked the true promise of stem cell research. Kerry says that has robbed people of the hope that science will cure or at least ease their illnesses. $20 billion now, the estimated cost in lost productivity with this year's flu vaccine shortage. Harvard health economist David Cutler says the average American worker misses up to 1.5 days a year because of the flu. However, he says the lack of adequate flu shot supplies could cause that figure to double. The wild card in his prediction, he says, how severe the flu season will be. At least one expert, Greg Poland, Mayo Clinic, saying early indications, Australia and New Zealand suggest we could actually end up with a milder than normal flu season this year. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Needless to say, I was anxious to be 110 miles offshore and jumping off a boat in the open ocean.
Jim Ray is a marine biologist who has been working with a national marine sanctuary called the Flower Gardens deep in the Gulf of Mexico.
The Flower Garden banks are a very unique set of reefs. About 55% of the surface area is covered with living coral.
And while his work is not surprising, what might be is who he works for.
shell. It just gives me a very different view and approach on the environment. Yeah, it has become an old friend.
Protecting this magnificent area is something people like Jim have been doing for over 30 years.
With this kind of protection, it'll probably be there 100 years from now for people to still enjoy.
And while Shell will continue to focus on energy, that will never be its only focus.
As long as I'm still allowed to dive, I'm not too old to climb back on a boat, I'll probably have the opportunity to go back to places like the flower gardens.
To find out more, see the Shell report, People, Planet, and Profits at www.shell.com.
Can't figure out why you're not sleeping well? Maybe the trouble is in your bed. Conventional mattresses create pressure points that make you toss and turn. But now there's a bed guaranteed to give you a better night's sleep. It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. The Tempur-Pedic mattress reduces the pressure points that make you toss and turn. So get a great night's sleep guaranteed. Call Tempur-Pedic now for a free video and sample at 1-800-942-1122. That's 1-800-942-1122.
Hi, this is Al Franken. You know, when I want to relax, there's nothing I like more than a really scary horror film. But with the presidential election only days away, I am so busy following current events that I just haven't had any time to take in a slasher picture. That's why I'm so excited that the terrifying film Bush's Brain is now available on video. Bush's Brain will help you truly understand what's happening inside the White House. It will introduce you to the Svengali puppet master, who's really behind the dirt and deception in the campaign. Find out who is Bush's Brain. Call 1-800-750-4856 or go to www.airamericaradio.com. That's 1-800-750-4856 or www.airamericaradio.com. Buy Bush's Brain today. Remember, Halloween is just around the corner.
I'm Rachel Maddow of the Campaign Countdown here on Air America Radio. This Sunday, the Campaign Countdown takes a chair-throwing, paternity-testing, knockdown, drag-out look at the great state of Ohio as we welcome our guest, Jerry Springer. Plus, we will cover all the latest polls, the Sunday talk shows, and all the campaign news you can't wait till Monday to start chewing on. It's the Campaign Countdown. Join David Bender and me Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for the Campaign Countdown here on Air America Radio.
Well, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you for joining us this Thursday evening. Did you have a good day? Huh? Are you everything okay where you are? Yeah? I'm good, good, good. I was captivated by this this God story that's going on between Bush and Robertson. Actually, Bush is trying to stay out of it. His designated hitters are in it, up against Pat Robertson. I love stories like this. I don't know, there's something about them that's so freakish in nature about these God stories. God told me this. Well, no, he told me this. Well, no, you know, I love this. I love to see people, or I love to listen to people and watch them if I can. It was last night on Paula's On. Pat Robertson was there, and telling Paula that he, Pat Robertson, in several of his conversations with God, Pat and God discuss, you know, economics and world politics and things like that. And then Pat takes the messages that are ricocheting around inside his head, and he goes on the 700 Club, and he explains to the people from whom he wants to collect lots of money what God has told him in the last 24 hours. Now, sometimes God tells Pat Robertson about certain diamond mines to go dig in some godforsaken African country, or God tells Pat that the reason the Twin Towers came down is because there are a couple of gay men out there doing each other tonight, or, you know, stuff like that. God and Pat, they have kind of a cool relationship, you know. So what's up, God? Not much, Pat. What's happening with you? So the other night on Paula's On, Robertson just told Paula, he said, look, God told me. God, you know, we're having a beer. And God said, look, Pat, I got to tell you something, man. This thing about Iraq, woo, man. We're going to have a no vacancy sign in hell when that thing's over. I'm telling you, there's just an awful lot of people going to die. Robertson apparently said something to the effect, really? No kidding. You're kidding me. Oh, wow. I was, you know, God, I was in the war. I was in the Korean War. Of course, my dad was a senator from Virginia then, and I wasn't about to go get shot, so I got transferred to Japan for the duration. You like that? That way I can say I was in the military. You know, God probably says, yeah, I know, Pat. I know. So anyway, Pat Robertson is on national television. Okay. Pat Robertson is on CNN telling Paula Zahn that God told him there was going to be all kinds of death and destruction. So Pat, being Pat Robertson, immediately went to Bush and said, hey, listen, God tells me there's going to be a lot of death and destruction if you invade Iraq. And Bush just looked at him and said, oh, no, no, no. We're not going to have any casualties. God told me there's going to be no casualties. Now, either God's a liar, a big pig liar, who likes to hurl thunderbolts, or George Bush is. Because, hello, there have been over 1,100 Americans dead and up to 30,000 Iraqis dead. So who do you suppose is lying? Now, let me rephrase it. Who do you suppose is the more delusional? No, who do you suppose is the most delusional? Because there's three of them here. There's God, Pat, and George. Who's the most delusional of the three? So Robertson says that Bush told him that God said, no, 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 no casualties. Well, we're not going to be getting it. So now Karl Rove gets in on this. Karl Rove says Pat Robertson is incorrect. And Rove says he was there. So it wasn't just Robertson and Bush and God. It was Robertson, Bush, and God and Rove. Although God and Rove may be, in Bush's mind or Rove's mind, one and the same. You never know. I was right there, Rove said. So today, Robertson issues a two-paragraph statement confirming his support for Bush, but he didn't withdraw his comments. Well, what are you going to do? What's Pat Robertson going to do? Say, I was mistaken when God told me there would be death and destruction, and it was going to be the bowels of hell were going to fill up with the bodies of the dead and the damned? God was just lying or kidding? Or worse, is Pat Robertson supposed to say, hey, look, I made the whole thing up. I don't talk with God. I talk with my accountant. And my accountant tells me to say I talk with God. And that makes the terminally brain dead who watch my program send him money. No, Robertson's not going to say that. Of course he's not. Of course he's not. Okay, Mike McCurry. Kerry spokesman gets in on it. McCurry says, we believe President Bush should get the benefit of the doubt here, but he needs to come forward and answer a very simple question. Is Pat Robertson telling the truth when he said, you, Mr. President, didn't think there'd be any casualties, or is Pat Robertson a liar? McCurry left out the God part, which is, as far as I'm concerned, a tactical error on Mike McCurry's part. Of course, I'm just a talk show host, not advising a man who would like to be president. But I think McCurry should have said, George, Pat says this. Pat, George says that. Now, guys, the Supreme Being is in here, too. Both of you claim to have talked to the Supreme Being. Either one of you or the Supreme Being is lying. Uh-oh, what are we going to do about this? I don't know why McCurry doesn't do something. How creative that would be. You know, all the evangelicals then would just immediately jam their fingers up their noses and stand there and go, oh, 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 what do we do now? Oh, 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 we got two godly men. Oh, oh, and they both say God told them, oh, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Oh, oh, and they get so confused they wouldn't go vote. But that's it. McCurry didn't do that. McCurry just said, well, now, what is it, George? Do you think Pat Robertson's a liar? Pat, do you think George is a liar? You know. I wish these people would get a little bit creative, these ones that work for Kerry. You know what I'm saying? So Robertson elaborated the other night. He said, you know, the Lord told me it was going to be A, a disaster, and B, messing. messy. He added that he wished George Bush would acknowledge his mistake. Now, I don't know, does that mean Pat Robertson wishes Bush would acknowledge his mistake? Or God wishes? You don't know here. You know, Pat Robertson, the pronouns, they're interchangeable. You know, unless they capitalize the he, you don't know who they're talking about. When they capitalize he, then, you know, it's God. Well, what I've got here, the he isn't capitalized. So I guess it's Robertson. Although Robertson would probably be very content to be considered God. So Karl Rove, now not just Karl Rove is saying it didn't happen, Karen Hughes. Now Karen Hughes says she was in the room too. And Scott McClellan. All of a sudden there's a crowd in there, right? All of them. They're all sitting around having a beer with God. McClellan, the White House press geek, whoops, almost said a bad word. Almost said what John Stewart said the other day. McClellan, the White House press geek, said, of course the president never made such a comment. Of course not. Karen Hughes says, of course the president never made such a comment. Now, here's the interesting part of the story. Some political and theological allies of Pat Robertson also dismissed his account. What are they saying, that Pat doesn't talk with God? The president of the Ethics and Religious Liberties Commission of the Southern Baptist Convention said, quote, I think he, Robertson, speaks for an ever-diminishing group of evangelicals on most issues. Oh, Dr. Land, president of the Ethics and Religious Liberties Commission of the Southern Baptist Convention, how dare you! Pat Robertson's going to call a thunderbolt down on your bony ass. Now, Robertson, of course, frequently recounts what he says God talks to him about on matters of public interest. But Dr. Land, with the Southern Baptist Commission, says that Pat is out of step with most evangelicals in his, Pat's, doubts about the war. In other words, Dr. Land is saying that most evangelicals are very happy with the killing and the butchery and the blowing to pieces of innocent human beings. That's what Dr. Land of the Southern Baptist Convention is saying. He said, well, Pat's out of step. You know, most of the, us Christian evangelicals, we love death! We love to see it. After all, these are just Muslims. Who cares? Oh, our American soldiers? Ah, don't worry about them. We got thousands, hundreds of thousands of them. That's just, you know, onward Christian soldiers. Ta-rah, ta-rah. You know, that's what that's all about. So Dr. Richard Land, president of the Ethics and Religious Liberties Commission of the Southern Baptist Convention, says that Pat Robertson is out of step with most evangelicals because Pat Robertson apparently has doubts, either his or God's, about the war. So if Robertson has heard the word of God, is Dr. Land saying that most evangelicals are out of step with God? There you go! Now you got it!
Reach out and touch faith. Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers. Someone who cares. Your own personal Jesus.
Attention, Single Air America listeners. I'm here with Brush Lintball.
This is the old Brusho, Brush Lintball.
To tell you about DemocraticMatch.com. You're listening to Air America because you're intelligent, progressive, and like the thousands of members at DemocraticMatch.com, you don't drink right-wing Kool-Aid. Right, Brush?
Right-wing wackos are fine to laugh at on all their radio programs, but no one wants to date one, right?
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Air America listeners and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews. What do you say, Brush?
Democrats are smarter. Democrats are more evolved. Democrats are more fun. Democrats make better lovers. Democrats have better hearts.
This is your chance to actually meet the other people who listen to Air America, people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. DemocraticMatch.com is completely free for a limited time. So what have you got to lose? Sign up today at democraticmatch.com.
If you're looking to save big this year on a high-quality steel structure from Allied Steel, call 877-99-STEEL. You still have time to add that much-needed workshop, retail, or church space before winter arrives. And our most popular sizes are priced for quick delivery. Get a 40x60 structure for under $18,000 or a 50x100 for under $32,000. Whatever size you need, Allied Steel will answer all of your questions and explain why our structures are the best and most affordable option. Call Allied Steel at 877-99-STEEL.
When I wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't cutting it. I still had flakes and dry scalp. So I switched to Celsin Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers. Doctor recommended Celsin Blue has a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff. Plus, it keeps my hair and scalp healthy and flake-free.
If you see flakes, try Celsin Blue. Celsin Blue Moisturizing Dandruff Shampoo.
I'm telling you, it really works.
Never wear black without the blue. Celsin Blue. Uses direct.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 800-921-BURN, and you'll get $20 off two bottles of Cortislim. Call 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
I'm Mary Hart, and this is AWRT Empowering America. Born in 1906 in Missouri, Frieda grew up cleaning houses for wealthy white families. At 13, she began performing across the country with the Dixie Steppers. When the troupe split up, Frieda tried to become a chorus girl, but was rejected for being too thin and too dark. The turning point in her career came when she traveled to Paris for a new onstage review. Frieda became an overnight sensation. During World War II, Frieda's travels entertaining troops enabled her to work undercover for the French Resistance, smuggling secret messages in her sheet music. Frieda returned home during the 1950s and 60s, and she actively engaged in the political battle against segregation. Frieda Josephine Baker died in Paris in 1975.
Empowering America is brought to you by the Foundation of American Women in Radio and Television and is made possible by Walmart, committed to providing an environment that supports its associates in their professional and personal lives. Our people make the difference. Information at walmartstores.com.
We've all been there, at the end of the line, frightened, confused, crying out for the smallest human kindness, when finally there's a voice.
Next!
Most people would tell you that these visits to the Department of Motor Vehicles are the most hazardous times in a driver's life. But they're wrong. Dead wrong. Because the fact is, pollution caused by fuel exhaust is reaching dangerous levels. Right about now, you're probably wondering, what can I do? Plenty, my friend, plenty. Next time you're buying a car, choose one with the best gas mileage that meets your needs and fits your budget. Knowing that you're helping to keep our air cleaner and reducing our country's dependence on oil should slow your weeping the next time you're called in to renew your driver's license. For information on how to find a fuel-efficient car that's kinder to the planet and right for you, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to getgreen.com. It's easy to do, and you'll learn to save money on gas. Now, that's enough to make you smile.
Next!
If only for a moment. That's getgreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
Twenty-two past the hour. Oh, by the way, we're at 866-303-2270 if you'd like to join in. I, again, not to put too fine a point on this this crazed God stuff with Bush and Robertson, but it's astonishing to me that that this kind of discourse at this period in our history, under these circumstances, is occurring. You know, I Bush's statement that God told him to invade Iraq and God told him to invade Afghanistan, that was a statement that was made to an Israeli government official and reported in Haaretz newspaper, if I'm not wrong. This was, I don't know, this was about 10, 12 months ago. The conversation between Pat Robertson and George Bush, of course, I have no knowledge of. I'm just going by what Pat Robertson said, which I don't understand why I'm doing that, because Pat Robertson is a sick man. He's a Christ killer and a liar. He's a destroyer of the message of Jesus. He's very, very, very evil, evil man. So I don't know why I'm giving what he says any credence whatsoever. He and Falwell and who's that other freak? Dobson. That's the unholy trinity of broadcast evangelical horse droppings. These three men have done more to pervert the message of Christ than Hitler, Stalin, and Genghis Khan. They really are bad people. But what is amusing about it, if one can see it that way, at least it's amusing to me, is, you know, it all gets down to my God is bigger than your God. Or I have a direct line to the cloud being, the Almighty, and you don't. Well, yes, I do. No, you don't. Yes, I do. Well, watch me. I'll send 30,000 people to their deaths. Well, watch me. I'll send 40,000. Well, watch me. I'll send 1,000,000. Well, watch me. I'll drop an A-bomb. You know, it's that sort of thing. And I, you know, I've said it before in this program, if any of this stuff turns out to be real, of course, you know, I feel like a total moron as my ass roasts in hell for all of eternity. But if any of it turns out to be true, I just wonder why. I mean, what does God do? Does God, you know, sit back and read the New Yorker or something, and his attention or her attention, whatever, is diverted from the fact that these little mean-spirited individuals here on Earth are misusing, you know, his name, his words, his... that's something I have to turn over to a panel of rabbis to discuss. I'm in way over my head here. Let's move on. Oh, God. More than 125 scientists, including primate expert Jane Goodall and biologist Edward Wilson, have 125 scientists have signed a letter opposing the Bush administration's plan to reverse a Clinton-era ban on road building and logging in 58 million acres of remote national forest. Guys, gals, it's not going to work. George Bush doesn't believe in science. You people to George Bush are irrelevant. And in a separate letter, more than 110 economists, including Nobel laureate Kenneth Arrow, also opposed the plan to open up 50 million acres of remote national forests for logging and road building. Well, I hate to be the... the odd man out here, but to the 110 economists, the same thing to the 125 scientists. There is nothing about the Bush administration that respects science or economics. So, you know, it's great that you guys and gals send a letter. It really is. But surely you don't believe, first, that Bush will even see the letter, and second, that it would do anything. The only thing it does is it winds up on wire reports for the New York Times, Associated Press, or CNN, and some obscure radio talk show host like moi will mention it on the air. That's all that happens. And nobody pauses, nobody cares. So 125 scientists and 110 economists all, what is that? 1 and 1 is 2, 25. That's 235 science-minded individuals who once again are trying to reach the White House. But see, this has been done before. Scientists all over the country have approached the White House in petitions and letters on every conceivable issue, from global climate change to stem cell research to the National Academy of Sciences saying, look, there's got to be more emphasis on science in this society and less on religious mythology. You know, geologists, behaviorists have talked about the poisons that are going into the water, how it's going to affect children, unborn children. How many children are going to be born with withered limbs or deformed brains? But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So I think it's wonderful that the scientists continue to send their futile, hopeless, nonsensical letters, that's the way they're perceived, to the Bush crime families. Headquarters, the nest, in the White House in Washington. I think it's good. But it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean a thing. It means more when you hear it here on Air America on the Mike Malloy Show than it does when it goes to the White House.
The golden sun. We are a billion children rolled into one. So when I hear about the hole in the sky, water wells in my eyes. We climb the highest mountain. We'll make the desert glow.
Planet check.
Props to Hotel Triton for the Green Lodging Certification Award. General Manager Michael Pace explains.
Not only was the Hotel Triton the first hotel to be nominated in the state, but we were actually used as a model for all hotels in the state of California.
This is a state program to encourage hotels to become greener.
It doesn't cost more to become eco-friendly. You actually save in the long run.
The Triton saves on garbage fees by recycling 60 to 70% of their waste. Pace says it's easy being green.
PG&E helped us retrofit the whole hotel here in San Francisco. We spent $12,000 changing all our bulbs out and got $11,000 back in rebates. So clearly there is the support out there.
Stay a while online at
www.hoteltriton.com.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Cliff Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at cliffbar.com.
What's going on at the Bergen County Jail?
When the moon is in the seventh house...
Sheriff Trella! Another inmate is escaping!
That's impossible! Jupiter is orbiting!
Joel Trella billed taxpayers $11,000 to take classes in astronomy. But after three separate prison escapes, maybe Trella should study jail security instead.
Sheriff, there goes another one!
Trella's bright idea to sell space in our county jail to dangerous, out-of-state prisoners backfired. It's costing taxpayers millions more in overtime.
Oh, what would the Maharishi do?
Leo McGuire is a better choice for sheriff. McGuire is a law enforcement professional and a first responder. As sheriff, McGuire will stop the escapes and manage the jail properly. Democrat Leo McGuire, because Bergen County needs a sheriff.
Not an astronomer.
Paid for by McGuire for sheriff.
Hi friends, Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call toll-free 1-800-516-6808. That's 1-800-516-6808. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, it's 1-800-516-6808.
Former Nesquik powder users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
My son's only three, and he loves Ovaltine. His eyes aren't even open in the morning, and that's what he asks for. If I'm going to give him a chocolate drink, I'd prefer Ovaltine because of its nutritional value. It's got more than Nesquik. Ovaltine's a necessity on my grocery list, right next to milk. When we're shopping, my son even picks out the Ovaltine can.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
For free confidential small business advice, call SCORE at 800-634-0245 or log on to score.org. Every year, thousands of people get help from SCORE when starting or growing their companies, and you can be one of them.
My SCORE counselor taught me how to create a business plan and make sound financial projections so that I could get a small business loan. I don't think I could have approached my bank so confidently without SCORE's help.
SCORE mentors can help with business planning, cash flow management, and market analysis.
My SCORE mentor walked me through the steps of identifying a market, researching the competition, pricing my product, and so much more.
Call SCORE at 800-634-0245 to meet with experts who have been in your shoes.
All I really needed was a sounding board for my ideas, someone I could trust. My SCORE counselor talked me through my business questions and gave me the courage I needed to expand.
If you're a small business owner or thinking about starting a company, call SCORE today, 800-634-0245, or visit score.org for free confidential advice. SCORE is a nonprofit association and a resource partner with the U.S. Small Business Administration.
Unfiltered. Friday on Unfiltered. Surprise! No, it's not a treasure that bubbled up from the sunken city of Atlantis. It's better. It's Republicans for Kerry. You may know him from Kerry's shout-out in the third debate. General Tony McPeak is here to get wicked on W's whack job war. Plus, we honor the great Paul Wellstone on Unfiltered.
This Wednesday, Chuck D. and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
There's a shortage of energy in one of the major cities in Iowa. It is real. It is not an imagination.
What did he just say? There's a shortage of energy in one of the cities of Iowa? Oh, God. Oh, well. Let's do some phone calls while this God topic is still hot. Then we're going to move on. Jim is calling from Boston University. Jim, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. It's nice to meet you.
Good to meet you, too, although you're a little hard to see right now. Maybe it's the fog.
Yeah, I guess that's true. But anyway, I just wanted to give you a quick fact. Earlier in your show, you mentioned that Pat Robertson had to do with diamond mines in an African country. And, in fact, he has to deal with gold mines, and it's in the country of Liberia.
Well,
and
wasn't he involved with diamonds in Zaire?
I was...
I'm pretty sure.
More research on that too, but
Do a Google on Robertson Diamonds Zaire, and I think you'll get a chunk of stuff.
But I would like to inform you that I went to a special Boston University conference where I met former President Ruth Sando Perry and other Liberians at this conference, and they told me stories about Pat Robertson and him. Conscripting people to mine gold for his own benefit. And you're right, these people are demons.
Robertson is an especially evil man, in my opinion. If I remember the diamonds in Zaire story, it kind of went like this. Robertson told his followers on the 700 Club, this is one of his many appeals for money, and that he was going to run one of his frequent rescue missions, and he needed money for either for a C-130 transport or something equivalent in size. And the plane was loaded halfway full with supplies that were allegedly to go to the people of Zaire, probably wound up with the government there. And when he got there, the plane was then used to bring either it brought the diamonds themselves back, or the ore, or however diamonds are mined. I guess they're mined in ore. But the trip was used primarily to enrich Pat Robertson and not to help the people who were suffering, even though that's the way he presented it. I look at Pat Robertson, worse, to me, he's a worse human being than, say, Dick Cheney. At least Dick Cheney is just a flat-out, out-and-out killer who lives on, dead human flesh one way or another. Pat Robertson tries to tell people that he's the gateway, he's the gatekeeper to paradise, and that's what is just vile, just terribly vile.
Yeah, one more quick fact about Pat Robertson. I know for a fact that, remember that little scuffle with Liberia that Bush had. He was bringing ships over there, and actually Pat Robertson had a comment and told him not to do it because he had ties with Charles Taylor, who was he's just an awful man.
The dictator,
I'm sure that you're aware of the civil war that that occurred in Liberia and its horrible results in the West African region.
Yeah.
And, you know, Pat Robertson is endorsing this guy that stabilized.
Yeah, it's awful. I mean, these people are just awful. We can sit here and say that forever, though, and wring our hands
and say how
awful they are. But the things that they do are things that stagger the minds of people who have any concept of ethical behavior or moral behavior whatsoever. I'm certainly not an ethicist nor a moralist, but I understand the concepts in my limited way. And when someone claims to be preaching a philosophy of divine grace or divine intervention or everlasting life, you know, really outre kind of stuff, and then you find out he's nothing more than a shill and a pig and a con man, it's really upsetting. It's terribly upsetting.
It really is.
Hey, well, Jim, thanks for checking in. Thanks for the information. I'm glad you called. You have a nice evening, okay?
You have a nice evening, too. Thank you very much, sir.
All right, take care. John is calling from Long Island. John, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. Love the show. Great job.
Thank you.
I was wondering, if you take an overview of not just this country, but the whole world, do you think we might be reaching a point where religion is on the wane and the true zealots are making all the noise, but the major portion of the population is finally trying to fade away from it, but starting to use logic instead of religion?
I think you could make an argument for that. Religion worked in the Middle Ages, in the Dark Ages, in medieval times. It worked in during the era of manifest destiny, whether that manifest destiny was the United States against Mexico, or England against the world, or Portugal against the world, or the Dutch against... religion, especially Christianity, has been used as such a bloody weapon of submission and destruction for so long. And I think people are tired of it. And also, with the scientific age that started, 300-400 years ago, the age of reason, which Darwin a couple of hundred years ago, all this exploring of the universe, whether it's the universe in my backyard or the universe that exists beyond this galaxy, whatever it is, I think that is causing people to say, wait a second, why have humans been believing mythological stories of spooks and ghosts and things that go bump in the night? Some scientists say, well, we're hardwired. Our brains are hardwired for religion. I disagree. I think whoever reported the story did it wrong. I think our brains may be hardwired for mythology or for myths and stories, but I don't think we're hardwired for religion by any means.
What amazed me with this country was, I think the main reason we had the seed was planted with God being on America's side was way back when the first Europeans arrived.
Yeah.
And we had that massive plague where all the European diseases wiped out 90% of the native population in a matter of 10 years.
Yeah.
Back then, people thought that was a sign that God was on our side by slaughtering tens of millions of Indians.
Yeah, it's just like, God told Moses, Moses, you're not going to see the promised land, but I want your son to go over there and slaughter everybody, go into the land of Canaan, and the first thing I want you to do, Joshua, when you get over there, is just butcher everything that breathes. I want you to butcher the men, the women, the children, the babies, the old ladies, just butcher them all.
Well, I was raised a Catholic, and my wife is Jewish, and there's one question she could never answer for me.
Yeah.
I always say to her, honey, if you guys were the chosen people, and God was going to give you land, he couldn't give you Polynesia, couldn't give you Hawaii, he had to be a desert. That's the best God could do for the chosen people.
Yeah, I know.
I can't get an answer, Mike.
I know, and you probably never will. John, thanks for checking in, pal.
It was my pleasure.
All right, sir, appreciate your call. I just, I have a big problem with religion. Not spirituality. I think spirituality is wonderful. Oh, oh, oh. I think spirituality is, you know, I spent an awful lot of time when I was a kid with the YMCA, and they have a triangle, and the triangle is mind, body, spirit. That's the three corners, you know. I completely agree. Spirituality, go for it. Oh, spiritual nature of humans, what would we be without it? But when that spirituality is perverted and pounded and misshapen, is that a word? Into religious dogma, which is then used to subjugate, murder, destroy, infest, infect, then, you know, just keep it away from me. Keep it out of my nostrils. I don't want to smell the stench of that. I don't want to see the apocalyptic visions of that. I you know, to me, it's sickness. Religion is sickness. Spirituality is health and healing. Religion is sickness. And I don't care what the religion is. I'm sorry. I just don't. It's sickness. And you know, I think my grandmother was a Christian, a Baptist, and she used to quote to me a section of the Bible, or just she used to have me memorize verses, but one of them was, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there's my church. And to me, now, there's spirituality. And if Christ actually said that, if I'm not misquoting it, yeah, you know, two or three people sitting around talking about spirituality, talking about that. Sure, that's great. You want to see some of the churches here in the South, with 20,000 members, 25,000, that's not a church, that's a small city. That's Sodom. That's Gomorrah. That's Babylon. Right? Now, y'all who have listened to this program long enough, you know my take on religion. To me, it just sucks. It's awful. It's horrible stuff. It's poison. Spirituality, on the other hand, is liberating. Chad is calling from New Jersey. Chad, welcome to the program.
Hey.
Hey.
I just want to get back to something you said earlier in your show, that quote of Bush saying that, you know, God told me to attack Al-Qaeda, and I did, and he told me to attack Saddam. Well, that comes from, not from an Israeli government official, it comes from the quote from Mahmoud Abbas, Palestinian prime minister.
That's right, it was quoted. It was quoted in Haaretz.
Right.
The Israeli newspaper, right.
Right.
Thank you for that correction. I knew it was an official, but it was a Palestinian official.
Yeah.
Well, that's it, Chad?
Yep.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate that, because Kathy was asking me where'd it come from. And I'm just thinking, I think, no, yes, maybe. Yeah, it was quoted in Haaretz, but thanks, Chad. What is this? But bring that up a little bit. Let me hear that. All right. Quick break here. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy. You'll answer for one day. And the tears you shed on that day won't wash your sins away. Will Jesus wash the bloodstains from your hands? Will he welcome you into that peaceful land? Will he forgive the killing, the war, and wrath?
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Why is House Majority Leader Tom DeLay still in power? The former exterminator has gotten into more trouble than a kitchen full of roaches. He's now been slapped 3 times by the House Ethics Committee and faced an IRS complaint and a racketeering suit. But that's not all. According to Mother Jones, 3 sets of state and federal investigators may finally be closing in on DeLay. First, there's Texas, where DeLay fundraisers have been charged with felonies for possibly laundering money for a group he founded and helped run. Prosecutors haven't ruled out charging DeLay. Then there's Louisiana, where lobbyists flaunting their ties with DeLay built $32 million out of an 800-member Native American tribe. Grand jury subpoenas in the case are flying around like confetti. Even Imelda Marcos has gotten one. The Senate is also investigating the scandal, and DeLay, a.k.a. the Hammer, is facing yet another House ethics count. House Republicans are used to having lightning rods as leaders, but are they really crazy enough to stand by this man? It looks like only a felony charge will finally get them to nail the hammer. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
For one army, the battle always intensifies around the holidays. Please help the Salvation Army help those in need. To donate, call 1-800-SALARMY or donate online at 1-800-SALARMY.org. We can't win the battle without you.
So, I keep hearing it's all about the O. Well, I wanted to find out for myself, so I went to Overstock.com, and I found this big-screen TV for 60% below retail. I got the perfect set of golf clubs, a tent. I even found diamond earrings for the wife. Every item was 50% or more below retail, and my order was shipped to my door for $2.95. Man, I can buy DVDs, books, CDs, most priced below Amazon. Who knew shopping could be so easy? Discover how it is all about the O. Overstock.com.
Hi, this is Al Franken, the host of the Al Franken Show on Air America Radio. For the last 6 months, we've been doing 3 hours a day of cutting-edge radio programming. We've had guests like Bill Clinton, John Kerry, and Strom Thurmond.
Yeah, Pekka, it knows no bigotry.
We've covered events like the handover of power in Iraq. We've explained difficult concepts like the growing national debt using nothing more than an ordinary slide whistle. Now we're presenting our show in a convenient, easy-to-use, one-hour version every night on Sundance Channel. Finally, you'll be able to see what we're talking about. Right, Strom?
That's right. Yippee! I'm going on TV.
Tune in every night at 11:30 on Sundance Channel for the Al Franken Show. And if you don't get Sundance Channel, go to their website, sundancechannel.com. Al and Sundance Channel. Together again.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd. And a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's about 9 minutes before the hour. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy. Rocco is calling from Hudson Valley, New York. Rocco, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
You know, I was thinking when you first mentioned that little debacle between Bush and Robertson and Todd and somebody saying, well, who's lying here?
Right.
I was thinking, well, the first person they're going to blame is Clinton. You know, they've used the Democrats as scapegoats for so long.
Right, it's Clinton's fault. Yeah, you're right.
They probably would.
Yeah.
Another thing I wanted to blame, not blame, I wanted to bring up was about this whole thing with religion and stuff. And, well, one of my philosophers of all time, Frank Zappa.
Yes, a good one.
Wrote a song.
I liked his book, Being and Nothingness.
Yeah.
But that's a different story.
There was a album he did, Broadway the Hard Way, and this whole thing reminds me of his song on that album called Jesus Thinks You're a Jerk. You got to read the words, but, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
The other thing is that another caller mentioned that about, you know, well, religion should be going down. Well, it may be going down since we seem to have found some precursors to life on Mars.
Mm-hmm.
But the real thing I had to let you know is I know God, and she's Negro.
Really? Thanks, Rocco.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you checking in. Holly is calling from Sacramento, California. Holly, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. I'm kind of chuckling at that last comment.
Yeah.
Mike, I'm a Muslim, and I'm an American, and I've lived in this country for 30 years. And I got to tell you, I'm finding it hard to breathe.
Yeah.
There are mornings I'm finding it really hard to breathe with this administration. The hate that they spread, the hate that this administration and the people in this administration have been spreading for decades. I mean, it's always who not to like. It's always stereotyping. It's always hatred. Cheney is just the epitome of hatred. I mean, the only senator to vote against the release of Nelson Mandela,
mm-hmm.
one of 13 senators to vote against AIDS funding because it's the gay plague.
Mm-hmm. Just one slight correction. You mean representative?
Yes.
Right.
Representative. Thank
right.
you. But I mean, it's just. And then Robertson, Muslims are evil.
Mm-hmm.
This is the religion of hatred.
Right.
Bush, the axis of evil. I mean, I'm just. You know what? I'm an American. Don't tell me that I have to wake up every single day hating somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I live in the best country in the world. I have the best life in the world. I'm tired of your spewing negativity and leeching off my soul. I'm sick of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sick of the hypocrisy. Osama bin Laden's not a Muslim, okay?
Right.
I mean, he's a Janabi. A Janabi and a Wahhabi are equivalent to Islam, what the religious right is equivalent to Christianity.
Right.
You have cowards who are hiding behind a religion, promoting their political agenda. Wahhabis, since 1932, when they took over Medina in Saudi Arabia, okay,
mm-hmm.
they've killed over 100,000 Muslims.
Wow.
Okay, you imagine at least a September 11th every year for 30 years.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what you're dealing with, essentially. That's not a Muslim, okay?
Right.
I'm just tired of this. I want Clinton back. I want the skies to part. I want the sunshine to come in again. I want to wake up laughing at the only thing these evil haters have to talk about is a stain on a blue dress.
Yeah, Holly, you know, there's probably 50 million Americans out there who feel the same way you do. I know I do. I just wonder what happened to my country. You're right. The haters took over. These negative, and they have the audacity to stand out there and say that Kerry is negative, that Kerry uses fear. I've never seen anything like this in my life. But you know what, Holly? I honestly believe that with the voting on November 2nd, I don't know when the final tallies will be released. I'm starting to feel like I live in Afghanistan here or Honduras or someplace. But when the tallies are finally released, I think this long national nightmare of the Bush crime family will finally come to an end. I honestly believe that. And I believe if that's the way it works out and they refuse to leave office, I think the American people will put them out on the street.
Let me tell you, I'm shocked. Mike, I'm seeing things that literally are making me gasp coming from, okay, I mean, I was born in Iran, but I've lived here for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
When I never in my life thought I'd hear a politician in America say, be careful how you vote, if you vote the wrong way, the terrorists might hit us again.
It's awful. Holly, I have to leave it there. We're flat out of time. Thank you. I appreciate
your
call. I hope you call again. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy. Stay with us.
This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
The media is giving George Bush a hard time. No, not the liberal media. Bush is taking it on the chin from conservative publications. Pat Buchanan's American Conservative Magazine doesn't back the Iraq War or Bush. Unfortunately, they explain, this election does not offer traditional conservatives an easy or natural choice. The American Conservative is not alone. A dozen Republican-leaning newspapers that backed Bush in 2000 have refused him this year. The Seattle Times, the Portland Oregonian, and Boulder's Daily Camera are battleground state dailies that backed Bush in the past but are for Kerry now. Florida's conservative Tampa Tribune says, we are unable to endorse President Bush for re-election because of his mishandling of the war in Iraq. So far, 45 daily newspapers have backed Kerry. Only 30 are for Bush. The president says he does not read newspapers, not even the conservative ones. Now we know why. For more on Bush's blunders, go to thenation.com. This is John Nichols for Air America Radio.
Aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product.
This is Eric Muller reporting from Shopper 5.
Cut!
News happens fast. Can I afford to let a cold slow me down? Not up here. When I'm achy, with a stuffy nose and a sore throat, I take Advil Cold and Sinus. It's got the power of Advil to handle tough pain.
Say today they need to be on guard against the possibility of terrorist attacks, though they caution there are no specific threats of an election year attack. One county election official in Maryland says, we have to prepare for the worst. Some polling stations will be watched over by plainclothes police officers. In some cases, election boards have set up backup polling places and emergency communication systems, just in case. Dana Reeve, the widow of actor Christopher Reeve, today stood alongside John Kerry to support his appeal for wider stem cell research. Kerry told supporters in Ohio, Bush, quote, has turned his back on the spirit of exploration and discovery, Kerry says. That's robbed people of the hope that science will cure or at least ease their illnesses. John Edwards asking today, who's minding the store? John Kerry's running mate accusing the Bush administration of ignoring problems, ranging from the war in Iraq to the flu vaccine shortage, while top officials in the administration are out campaigning for the president. Edwards cited National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice and Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson as examples. Campaigning in Iowa, Edwards focused on economic issues today. He says the state has lost more than 25,000 jobs during the Bush presidency. And he complained, quote, George Bush is never going to make this better. Voting already underway in Iowa. It is one of the states that went Democratic in 2000, but only by 4,000 votes. Less than that, actually. There's new evidence today. The race for the White House is very tight around the country. And in one key state, Florida, an AP poll finds John Kerry with the backing of 49% of likely voters nationally. President Bush only 46%, 3% higher for Kerry. A Quinnipiac University poll says Kerry is pulling nearly even with Bush in Florida. 2 weeks ago, Bush was ahead 51-44. The nationwide survey found less than half likely voters, just 47%, approve of Bush's job performance. House Majority Leader Tom DeLay has now been subpoenaed to testify in a lawsuit, a Texas civil lawsuit. He'll be questioned about his role in using government resources to track down Democratic legislators who fled the state last year during the bitter redistricting dispute. The subpoena calls for DeLay to give a deposition on Monday. A Democratic state lawmaker from Fort Worth filed the suit. More than 50 state House Democrats went to Oklahoma in May 2003 to prevent the quorum needed to pass a congressional redistricting map engineered by the Republicans and pushed by Tom DeLay. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
I love TV. That's right. I admit it, which is why I don't just watch TV. I watch DTV, digital television from Time Warner Cable. DTV gives you access to more than 250 channels, including premium networks like the Movie Channel and Showtime. Of course, Showtime isn't just Showtime. It's 8 different channels of movies and original series like The L Word and Huff. I know, I'm hooked. And with Time Warner Cable's on-demand services, you can pause, rewind, and fast-forward all with your DTV remote. You just can't do that with satellite. Right now, you can have DTV installed for only $9.95. Just call 1-800-OK-CABLE. And when you order Showtime or the Movie Channel, you get the first month free, plus a 30-day free trial of Showtime On Demand or the Movie Channel On Demand. What's not to love? Get DTV. Call 1-800-OK-CABLE.
Offer expires 10/31/04. Available to new Time Warner Cable residential customers. Premiums will be billed at regular rates as of the second month. Other restrictions apply. Call 1-800-OK-CABLE.
When I get one of my headaches, every minute of that pounding, throbbing pain is a minute too long. So when I take something, I want to make sure I choose the one that will get rid of that tough pain faster.
The moment of choice. Tylenol or Advil for faster headache relief. Truth is, Advil Liquid Gels rush relief to your headache faster than Tylenol. And Advil Relief is stronger, better relief too.
Headache's gone already. Glad I chose Advil.
For faster headache relief, advance to Advil Relief.
Whether you're looking for the best flashlights, radios, and antennas, we've got them at Sea Crane Company. Hi, this is Bob. And that's just a sample of some of the great items you'll find in the Sea Crane catalog. We're constantly searching for new, impressive products, and only the best things we find make it into our catalog. Like the best kitchen knives you can get for the money, and the finest set of pruners we've ever seen. The list goes on and on. And oh yeah, we've got the best solar lights, LED lamps, and shortwave radios, rain gauges, telescopes, barometers, pillow speakers.
Bob could go on and on. That's because the Sea Crane catalog is filled with so many incredibly fun and useful things. But take a look for yourself by calling for the free Sea Crane catalog at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863. Or go to the web at ccradio.com. The Sea Crane Company. Discover something new today.
Air America's Marty Kaplan.
The secret 9/11 report that names names. I'm Marty Kaplan. This weekend on So What Else Is News, find out what the CIA is hiding from Congress. Plus, the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon's imagination, Buffy's creator parties for Kerry, and George McGovern on the L Word. It's all this weekend on So What Else Is News.
Marty Kaplan on Air America Radio.
Welcome back, Truth Seekers. 6:30 past the hour. And Holly in, what is it, Sacramento? Yeah, Holly, I'm sorry we had to end so abruptly. Listen, y'all, if you can hear the music, now I know sometimes you can't, but when that music starts playing, I've got maybe 35 seconds to end the segment. And one of the worst things you can do in talk radio, trust me on this, is to hold somebody over a commercial break or over a station break and bring them back. So I'm trying to get away from that. I've been real lax in the past about that. But now that we work for a real network, we have to kind of play by the rules. So if you hear the music, Take that as a cue. It's time to end your conversation, okay? Help me out here. That's all I'm saying. And if you don't hear the music, you can tell by the way I'm trying to end the conversation, all right? That way I don't sound so abrupt and you don't get your tongue stepped on, and that works for both of us. Would you do that for me? Okay, thanks. Sound like I'm trying to close a pot deal or something. Joanne is calling from Long Island. Joanne, welcome to the program.
You know, we all feel that the first Muslim terrorist was Sirhan Sirhan. He killed RFK. 1972, of course, Muslims killed the Jews in the Munich Olympics. Do I have to go on? It's all done by Muslims. Achille Laurel, 1993, Muslims, First World Trade Center, Cole, all Muslims. So you want the Clinton days back? He teased and did nothing, hence 9/11. Muslims don't assimilate. They don't belong here. They're 10 centuries behind. Let them go to their Wahhabi Sharia dictatorship. They don't contribute anything to society. They're all terrorists. I'll name you more if you want. Khobar Towers, Jimmy Carter, Iran, you want to go on? All Muslims, except Timothy McVeigh, Al-Qaeda Philippines. We were in the military.
Dreaming
that stupid
of a white Christmas. Just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. Is Joanne gone? Oh, good. That's awful. I don't know what to say to that. I really don't. But I'll certainly No, Kathy, she is gone. Our co-conspirators in New York got rid of her. What can I say? Why dignify the comments with any comments from me? It's an asinine statement. She's factually correct, yes. It was terrorists who happened to be Muslim who attacked at the 72 Olympics. And the incidences that she cited are factually correct. But, you know, I'm not going to be led into a discussion like that on the atrocities committed in the Middle East by the Palestinians and the Israelis. You know, the Israelis are responsible for destroying entire villages. They're responsible for murder beyond imagination. We can talk about this until hell freezes over. And the Palestinians who strap nails to their bodies and blow themselves up in Pizza Huts in Tel Aviv or Haifa are just as dedicated to their cause. You know, I would expect God to damn both sides in this. These are Semitic people, both sides. They have the same God. Yes, they do. They have the same prophets. Yes, they do. I get sick of that issue. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of what Palestinians and Israelis are doing to each other. I'm sick of it. And I get some freak like that call in with that kind of stuff? Fine, fine. Eventually God, if he does exist, is going to get tired of it all and just take that whole section of the earth and reach his hand down and crunch it into a ball of tinfoil and heave it into hell. Just like that. I can't stand that issue. I bled over the first intifada back in the 80s. You know, I have friends here in Atlanta, Palestinians, Lebanese, Jews. And when I say Jews, I mean people who go to temple. When I say Muslims, I mean people who go to mosque, religious people. I have friends who are from that part of the world on both sides of this issue. We have sat down together and tried to understand all sides of this issue. I've been in a house of a Palestinian engineer, a doctor here in Atlanta, with Jews and Muslims sitting in this house trying desperately to understand why both sides in this conflict continue to kill each other. But don't talk to me about radical Islam terrorists unless you want to talk to me about the Irgun or the Stern Gang. Both sides, ma'am, have their killers and their terrorists and their bomb throwers. Both sides. And don't come to this program thinking you're coming to an ignorant goyim who doesn't understand exactly both sides of that issue, going all the way back to the late 30s. Don't kid yourself, all right? If we want to talk about Hamas, let's talk about the Irgun. If we want to talk about Islamic Jihad, let's talk about the Stern Gang. If we want to talk about blowing things up, let's talk about blowing up the Hotel King David. Let's talk about the way the British were driven out. Let's talk about all of it. Because it all sucks. It's all horrifying. It's all awful. The Israeli children and the Palestinian children who have been blown to pieces by both sides, the adults, the old people, the villages who have been blown to which have been blown to pieces, the busloads of Israelis just trying to go to work, for Christ's sake, blown into bloody chunks of meat, all of it sucks. And because I have a Muslim caller, how dare you call in with your trash after she hangs up? I don't want to hear it. Now, I'm going to ask the folks in New York, screen out all the calls. I don't want any more of this, okay? I don't want any more of this. I don't want... This is an issue I will not touch with callers. I will not touch it. It's horrifying what has gone on in the Middle East, what has gone on in Israel, in Palestine, in the occupied territories. It's horrifying, the whole thing. And both sides have committed atrocities that are unspeakable against each other. But my program is not going to be a platform for either side in that issue. I've been talking about that for 20 years, and I'm sick of it. I've seen it. I've seen so much bloodshed. I've seen so much killing, so much rage and hatred. Don't bring it to this program. Not tonight, not ever. That's a topic that's off the table on this program. I won't discuss it. Now, can we continue? Thank you. Justin is calling from Phoenix, Arizona. Justin, welcome to the program.
How are you doing, Mike?
I'm doing better.
Well, yeah, don't hold back. I was going to ask you, you remember back earlier in the year when we all stood in line to see Fahrenheit 9/11 and we were all approached by these Republican protesters telling us not to see this movie?
Yes.
Yeah, they were telling us that, you know, it's bad to have a political motivated movie on an election year.
Now, I will hold you over because I took you when I should have waited. So let me put you on hold, Justin. I'll come back to you in a second. We have to break here, okay?
Okay.
We'll come back in just a couple of minutes. Stay with us. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
Fool us all. Never said you're sorry. Don't lie to go to war. And you laid it all to waste. You can tell your story any way you want to. We all know what's true.
Smart Balance brings great news for health, Omega Plus Spread. I'm Bob Harris with Smart Balance, and our new Omega Plus Spread contains natural plant sterols and omega-3 from the sea. Smart Balance Omega Plus helps promote healthy cholesterol and triglycerides in the blood. No other spread gives you a better ratio of omega-6 to omega-3 with no hydrogenated oil and no trans fatty acids. Delicious Omega Plus from Smart Balance.
Don't let the recent news about your arthritis medicine stop you from treating your arthritis pain. Talk to your doctor. No pain reliever has been proven safer than Tylenol when used as directed. That's one reason why arthritis experts recommend the medicine in Tylenol Arthritis Pain Relief as a first choice. For all-day relief without a prescription, ask your doctor about Tylenol. Stop. Think. Tylenol.
Tylenol Arthritis Pain lasts up to 8 hours. Use as directed.
Attention, Single Air America listeners. I'm here with Brush Lintball.
This is the old Brusho, Brush Lintball.
To tell you about DemocraticMatch.com. You're listening to Air America because you're intelligent, progressive, and like the thousands of members at DemocraticMatch.com, you don't drink right-wing Kool-Aid. Right, Brush?
Right-wing wackos are fine to laugh at on all their radio programs, but no one wants to date one, right?
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Air America listeners and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews. What do you say, Brush?
Democrats are smarter. Democrats are more evolved. Democrats are more fun. Democrats make better lovers. Democrats have better hearts.
This is your chance to actually meet the other people who listen to Air America, people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. DemocraticMatch.com is completely free for a limited time, so what have you got to lose? Sign up today at DemocraticMatch.com.
I was the biggest skeptic ever. I checked out eHarmony within 2 weeks. I met Amy.
When I met Greg, he exceeded my greatest expectations.
I just knew I was going to fall in love with her right away.
For the first time, I felt like I may have met the person I was going to spend the rest of my life with.
She is this constant reinforcement of who I am and what makes me good and what makes me strong. And just to know that you're completely loved, completely trusted is wonderful.
Looking deeper into what a person is really about was why I chose eHarmony.
Hi, I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. There's a reason these two soulmates found each other. At eHarmony.com, we match them based on 29 dimensions of compatibility. That's why they have such a deep level of joy and connectedness. And we'd sure like to do that for you. So log on to eHarmony.com and get your free personality profile. Let's get started finding your soulmate today.
This is Eric Muller reporting from Chopper 5.
Cut!
News happens fast. Can I afford to let a cold slow me down? Not up here. When I'm achy, with a stuffy nose and a sore throat, I take Advil Cold and Sinus. It's got the power of Advil to handle tough pain, plus a hard-working decongestant. That's why they call it Advil Cold and Sinus.
Quick, over to the highway!
I call it fast relief for a reporter on the fly.
For tough colds, advance to Advil Cold and Sinus. Use as directed.
This is your 30-second Vanguard Insight on expense ratios. When comparing mutual fund expense ratios, the smaller the number, the more money you keep. Ratios that start with whole numbers? Not good. If you see a decimal point first and then the numbers? Better. Expense ratio too high? Call 1-888-VANGUARD or visit us at Vanguard.com.
Call for prospectus for more information. Read and consider it carefully before you invest. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
Would you like to lose those extra pounds? CarboBlocker is clinically proven in a double-blind study to give you results. We're so confident that CarboBlocker works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of CarboBlocker and fit back into your favorite jeans again. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Past the hour. Back to Justin, who has called in from Phoenix, Arizona. Justin, thanks for holding on.
Sorry, Mike. Like I was saying, earlier in the year, we all stood in line to see Fahrenheit 9/11, and then these Republican nutjobs, these demonstrators, had the audacity to come up to us and say, hey, don't go see this movie. First of all, how dare they tell us what to do? And they told us, they gave us these little stories. You know, it's bad to go see a politically motivated movie on an election year. Well, you know what, Mike? The very same Republicans who protested Fahrenheit 9/11 are the ones supporting this new anti-Kerry film, Stolen Honor. And you want the definition of hypocrisy?
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
Yeah. No. You know, this thing where these right wing thugs feel like they have the right to interrupt me if I'm on the way with, of course, I'm married now and happily so, but if I'm on the way to a clinic with my wife to have an abortion, which Kathy and I have never done, but if or my girlfriend, if I weren't married, somebody approaches me in that kind of a situation, I'm going to deck them. There's not going to be any warning. I'm just going to hit them as hard as I can, as fast as I can, as many times as I can before they hit the pavement. If I'm standing in line to see a movie, and some right-wing freak comes up to me, same thing, bam, 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 as quickly as I can. If that means going to jail for a while, that's right with me. That's fine. If I am peacefully demonstrating in downtown Atlanta to stop a war and some pissant right-winger comes up and gets in my face, you know, they have a right to stand across the street or even stand on the same sidewalk with me and scream at me. But if they get close enough, you know, if they get into that, excuse me, whatever that is, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 inches of personal space, once you enter that space, you're really crowding somebody, then again, I will get physical. And I make no, absolutely no compromises about that. There's been a couple of times when Kathy has had to, you know, either grab me or hustle us out of someplace because, you know, I'm stuck with this. This is my cop-out. I'm stuck with this Irish-Italian temper. And when it gets riled up, especially around these kinds of issues, if somebody gets in my face, I will not tolerate that. You know, we can discuss it. I'll vote for A, you vote for B. I'll go to this church, you go to that church, or I won't go to church, whatever. And that's what makes America great. But when it comes to getting in my face, you know what I'm saying, Justin?
Yeah.
When somebody comes up and puts their hands on me or tries to tell me that I'm there's something wrong with me because
knock
I believe
down
a certain way, then the line has been crossed, and that's when that's just me, you know, just me. And I know a lot of psychologists listening to this program today will probably say, well, gee, Malloy, you've got some anger issues. I don't frankly give a damn what they're called. I'm a very peaceful man. I'm a pacifist. But in certain circumstances like that, it's there's no going back. I have a very short fuse.
Yeah, but like I was saying, isn't this new anti-Kerry film from the Sinclair Broadcast Network, isn't that a politically motivated movie?
Well, duh.
Yeah, I mean, how do they get
sure
this?
They do it because they're Republicans. Republicans think the same way that the Nazi brown shirts thought in Germany. You know, they can walk into a Jewish store and trash it and then write Juden on the window and put a Star David and drag the old man out who runs the store and beat him in the street and nobody does anything. Why? Because I am a good German and this is a Jew. Okay? So, in this country, I am a good Republican and you are not. Same thing. Same thing.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mike.
You bet. Glad to hear from you, Justin. Take care. Yeah, I've never made any what's the word I'm looking for? Statements to the contrary. You know, I'm a true pacifist. I really do. The only time I think a nation should go to war is if it's attacked. I mean, it's borders. It's actually attacked. That's why when we were attacked on 911, it seemed to me that the proper thing to do was to hunt down the perpetrators, the organizers of that, and bring them to justice, whatever that justice is. If it's death penalty, okay. If it's incarceration for the rest of their lives, okay. Because an act like that, when you kill 3,000 people all at once, whoo. But I'm an absolute pacifist. All right, I guess not, because an absolute pacifist would say, well, they killed 3,000 of our people, but we can't retaliate. See, I don't believe that way. Now, I don't believe in invading a country in retaliation. This was a stateless crime. If there was a country to invade, it was Saudi Arabia. I mean, if we attacked, if we started driving, if we blew up some building in downtown Pyongyang in North Korea, and we did it with, I don't know, basically the same way. And 15 of the 19 people that blew up the building in downtown Pyongyang were Americans. Would the North Koreans, if they have nuclear weapons, launch them at China? No, I don't think so. But we have a psychopath in the White House. We have a crazy man who's made life for all of us, not just Americans, everybody on this planet, Palestinians, Israelis, Muslims, Christians, Jews, I don't care who they are. George Bush has made life a dodgy issue at best for everybody on this planet since he's been in office. But me, moi, I'm a pacifist. I'm an absolute pacifist. You know, I believe in, life is a hoot, or it should be. You know, when you're being blown to pieces, or your children are, in Haifa, or Ramallah, or Baghdad, or wherever we happen to be blowing, or they, or it, or somebody is blowing people to pieces, well, that's not a hoot, is it? That's not fun. That's not, let's kick back and listen to the dead and drink some wine and smoke a doobie and just say, hey, it's okay. We're all rushing to the end, right? We all headed for the same place, death. So why not just ease up a bit? And I really believe that. Until somebody wants to get in my face and tell me I'm, a psychopath or a crazy man or an SOB or a Democrat or a liberal and use that as an epithet against me, well, then we got trouble, don't we? Have you heard the wolf creeping by my door while I was sleeping? I figured they would be so honest to swap my blizzard for the promise.
Planet. Props to Hotel Triton for the Green Lodging Certification Award. General Manager Michael Pace explains.
Listen, it was the Hotel Triton, the first hotel to be nominated in the state, but we were actually used as a model for all hotels in Southern California.
This is a state program to encourage hotels to become greener.
It doesn't cost more to become eco-friendly. You actually save in the long run.
The Triton saves on garbage fees by recycling 60 to 70% of their waste. Pace says it's easy being green.
PG&E helped us retrofit the whole hotel here in San Francisco. We spent $12,000 changing all our bulbs out and got $11,000 back in rebates. So clearly there is the support out there.
Stay a while online at
www.hoteltriton.com.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Cliff Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at cliffbar.com.
Ray, it's your mother again.
Oh, boy. Hi, Mom. This isn't about the presidential election.
No, Raymond. It's about the Bergen County freeholders.
Why do you care about freeholders?
Because I pay property taxes, that's why. Because your father and I scrimped and saved so you and your brother could have everything.
Ma, I've heard this before.
The Bergen County Democrats are doing a great job keeping county taxes down. They cut taxes again this year. They cut the payroll and spending. They got rid of all those silly perks, and they passed tough new ethics reforms, too. The Democratic freeholders are tightening their belts and making county government smaller and smarter. You know, dear, you could use a little belt tightening yourself.
Ma!
Well, you know it's true. In Bergen County, the Reform Democrats are the only team for taxpayers. That's why I'm voting to re-elect freeholder Jim Carroll, Tom Padilla, and Liz Calabrese. And you should, too.
A 4 by Victory 2004.
And now, here's Tony Award-winning international gigastar, housewife, talk show host, investigative journalist, advisor to the British royal family, celebrity guru, and board-certified kangaroo wrangler, Dame Edna Everidge.
Hello, possums. This is Dame Edna, and I'm back with a vengeance, where I belong on beautiful old Broadway. Just picture it, you, me, and 1,000 total strangers filling the enchanting little music box Arts Theatre with caring, sharing, love and laughter in a veritable orgy of family fun. Don't miss this strictly limited engagement of my all-new therapeutic comedy extravaganza, Dame Edna, back with a vengeance. Previews begin November the 5th, so don't delay, possums. Call telecharge.com 212-239-6200 for tickets today.
This is Eric Muller reporting from Shopify.
Cut!
News happens fast. Can I afford to let a cold slow me down? Not up here. When I'm achy, with a stuffy nose and a sore throat, I take Advil Cold and Sinus. It's got the power of Advil to handle tough pain, plus a hard-working decongestant. That's why they call it Advil Cold and Sinus.
Quick, over to the highway!
I call it fast relief for a reporter on the fly.
For tough colds, advance to Advil Cold and Sinus. Use as directed.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed. Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-882-7408. That's 1-800-882-7408. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-882-7408. Again, 1-800-882-7408.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hey, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Friday's Morning Sedition. Yes, Friday, thank God. Is your vote in jeopardy? We'll talk to the chairwoman of the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights if she doesn't chicken out. Plus, CNN isn't covering it. So what the hell's going on in the swing states? I mean, it's less than 2 weeks away, people. We'll get a report on the ground battles and our weekly business report on Friday's Morning Sedition.
Air America Radio.
Six before the hour. Seth is calling from Portland, Oregon. Seth, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike. We love you out here in Portland. You're awesome.
Well, thanks a lot.
Absolutely. Hey, my concern, you know, talk about religion and everything. As if evangelical Christians and the right wing isn't scary enough right now, what I'm looking at and thinking about is, you know, people don't have that many kids anymore these days. One, two, maybe three. But the evangelicals are procreating 5, 6 kids. So, you know, you give a couple of look a couple of generations down the road, we could have a pretty skewed electorate.
Now, wait a minute. Where are you getting that? Where are you getting those demographic numbers, Seth? From what I've read, the population, the birth rate of the United States is leveled off. As a matter of fact, we're not reproducing enough to sustain or continue to grow the population. But where do you get the idea? I know that there are certain, it seems, that certain branches of Protestant Christianity, the families seem to produce more kids. I remember when I was a kid growing up, it was always the Catholics because they didn't believe in birth control.
Right.
But now they, you know, I think most Catholics who are of a certain age, their reproductive years, you know, just say to the church, you know, to hell with that. I'll have kids when I want to have kids. But so that was when I was a kid. Now it seems like Mormons, the people of the Mormon faith, have an awful lot of kids. But where do you get your numbers?
Maybe I had some flawed intelligence. I don't know.
Well, maybe you're just pulling them out of the air, right?
Well, no. Somebody mentioned that, and I thought about it. It seems to make sense. I mean, I didn't necessarily read that anywhere in any credible publication. It just seemed to. Seems to make a lot of sense, and it is a kind of a scary notion, if correct, but hopefully you're right. Hopefully it's not.
Well, here's my take on that. Evangelical Christians, just like atheists, have to deal, in America anyway, have to deal in the same economy. They have to breathe the same air, get the same lung cancer, have the same asbestos fibers in their bloodstream, you know, the same arsenic in the water. whether they're evangelical Christians or African American Buddhists. It really doesn't matter. If we live here under Bush's regime, we all are sucking up and inhaling and ingesting the same poisons, and we also are all struggling. Again, a black Buddhist or a white Mormon, we're still struggling with lousy employment figures. Most of us have seen who had stock portfolios saw it decimated with the chicanery and fraud perpetrated by unregulated capitalism here towards the end of the decade. So I don't see where anybody in this country is getting a free ride where they can, you know, have lots of kids. And to add the kind of ice this on out, it's been my experience that people who reach certain levels of income, upper levels of income, they limit how many children they have. It's usually folks in the middle and lower socioeconomic classes that have a lot of kids. So I don't know how anybody can feel that they're immune from Bush's policies, no matter what their religion is or their race or their gender or their philosophy. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, I can't argue with you there.
Yeah, we're all kind of stuck in the same the same thing until we get rid of him, and that's going to be in less than 2 weeks. Thanks, Seth.
Oh, so, hey.
Yes. One
quick thing.
Yes.
I just thought it was beautiful the way when Joanne called a few segments ago, instead of just hanging up on her, you guys let her fade out as she kept talking until she was gone. That was classic.
That was
hysterical.
I just can't stand that. Thanks, Seth. I appreciate
it.
All right. You take care. I appreciate your comments. Yeah, you know, I think there should be only one insane person on this radio program, me. You know, I don't want the callers to this program to be, you know, just obviously brain fried. You know, I provide enough insanity on this side of the microphone to take care of most of the evening. You know what I'm saying? Dale is calling from Tennessee. Dale, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you, Mike. I have to use the computer to listen to you. You're no transmitter around here.
Yeah.
But I've become a nightly listener, and I think the reason is that you verbalize thoughts right out of my head. But when Pat Robertson came up, I started hitting the redial. I hate this guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just another member of Bush's team. I mean, his 700 Club is no different than that Sinclair deal.
That's
he
true.
Has new segments that are swayed, making Bush look good. Pat has, he was the first person to start receiving funds once Bush signed in his faith-based initiatives. And to think of what he's doing to his listeners, his parishioners' minds, this guy, if you can believe it, I mean, of the things he's done, he went on a prayer vigil for 22 days, asking other people to pray with him to effectively kill two of the Supreme Court justices.
Oh yeah, I remember this guy's sick. In the Christian mythology, if it's real, and I'm wrong, if it's all real, then Satan, this horned demon with the cloven hooves and the tail and the fangs, Satan is waiting for Pat Robertson with drool coming out of his mouth, because Pat Robertson is going to have, you know, Satan a lot of times would just pinch off the heads of hypocrites and toss them to the suffering masses to play soccer with. But where it concerns Robertson, I have a feeling Satan's going to bite his head off.
Yeah, I'm a sculptor, and a lot of times when I get so mad and frustrated, for people that I like, I make a sculpture of them. For people I hate, I make a sculpture of them. And I did one of Pat Robertson. It's on my website, but it's a gargoyle.
What's your website? I got to ask. Well, by the way, in different cultures, they call that voodoo.
Well, I thought I'd fight supernatural power with supernatural power, you know. But
what's your website?
http://.
All right, now you don't have to do all that. Everybody who has a computer understands.
Well, there's no www in it. And it's bush-flop.home.att.net.
All right. Do it again. Bush-flop,
F-L-O-P.
Uh-huh.
Dot home.
Dot A-T-T. Okay.
Dot net.
Okay.
But it's a sculpture of him and as a gargoyle with a dragon. All of the creatures that are represented in the gargoyle are from the Bible. You know, dragons and unicorns and witches and all this. But this is just one of the, I have to, like probably many of your listeners, have to express frustration against this Bush regime and people like Pat Robertson. Oh, and I'm in Tennessee. You're in Georgia. You know what it's like. But we have churches springing up like mushrooms, tax-free, taking property taxes off of the base, you know, so the homeowners have to pay more.
Right.
And they're putting in baseball fields, lighted at night, weight rooms, saunas.
Apparently Jesus likes that.
Well, they're advertising it on our TV here. Join our church and go to our use our daycare center, use our cafeteria, use our school, use our sauna, our exercise room. It's just disgusting, and they're doing this, competing with legitimate people who are trying to run such things and pay taxes.
Right.
Daycare centers and exercise places and things like that. It's not what And this part really ticks me off. My main hero is Thomas Jefferson and our founding fathers. If you listen to Pat, he's going to swear up and down that they were actually fundamentalist Christians.
Yeah, right.
And that just boils my bunny.
Right.
Now, thank you for letting me. I feel better, Mike. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, Dale. Thanks a lot for checking in. You have a nice evening.
You too. Bye.
All right, sir. Take care. Let's see, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, talking about religion is not good talk radio. How can you talk about politics in Bush's America without including conversations occasionally about this religious fanaticism? How can you talk about the war we're involved in Iraq and Afghanistan without talking about religious fanaticism? How can you talk about the horror and tragedy of the Middle East, Israel and the occupied territories, without talking about religion and fanaticism? You see? So, to people who say, well, you know, see, in talk radio, a talk show host is supposed to avoid that topic like the plague, because you're going to piss somebody off, and you're going to piss them off royally. That's the theory in talk radio. You know, talk about anything else. You get people angry about the politics, get them angry about sports, get them angry about economic issues, but don't get people riled up about religion. Well, my attitude about that is bat squeeze. To me, the religion issue is something that we as a species should have outgrown a couple of hundred years ago. Now, I'm talking religion. I'm not talking spirituality. Please differentiate, okay? But it's something that we should have outgrown a couple of hundred years ago, especially right around the time, 150 years ago, right around the time that The Origin of Species was published, and all of a sudden, there it was. There it was. And the people, you know, we talked about this other night, the people that say, they don't believe in the theory of evolution. All you have to do is look at a cold virus, look at the flu virus, look at bacteria, you know, those little monsters that want to eat you up and eat me up. They're evolving constantly. How can you talk about the Bush administration without talking about religious fanaticism? Virtually the entire group are religious fanatics. Ashcroft, come on. He anoints himself with Crisco oil or whatever the hell he uses before he sends somebody to their death. These are scary people. So, you know, if you're listening to the program tonight, oh, he's talking about religion. You're damn right I am. Oh, no, don't tell me. Is this Ashcroft? Yeah, it is. This is Air America Radio. Mike Malloy program.
Yeah, let her rip, all right. They got four-wheel drives turning. Credit cards just burning. Kicks and highs on which you can't rely. There's just one thing satisfying. He's the one who did our dying, and he's waiting in that city in the sky.
In November 2000, 34 million women who were eligible did not register or vote. This November, make your voice count.
Stand up, you can be heard. Send the message, spread the word. Mothers, sisters, it's your turn. Stand up, stand up. Hold on, hold on.
vote for change. Vote to turn a brand new page. Vote for peace. Change the stage.
This message was brought to you by standupandvote.org.
When I wear black, even a little dandruff shows, and my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't doing enough. I still had flakes, and my scalp felt dry and itchy. So I switched to Celsin Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers.
Doctor-recommended Celsin Blue has a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff, plus it keeps hair and scalp healthy and itch-free.
If your dandruff shampoo can't handle black, do what I did. Switch to Celsin Blue Moisturizing Shampoo.
Never wear black without the blue. Celsin Blue. Use as directed.
Hi, this is Al Franken, the host of the Al Franken Show on Air America Radio. For the last 6 months, we've been doing 3 hours a day of cutting-edge radio programming. We've had guests like Bill Clinton, John Kerry, and Strom Thurmond.
Yeah, Pekka, it knows no bigotry.
We've covered events like the handover of power in Iraq. We've explained difficult concepts like the growing national debt using nothing more than an ordinary slide whistle. Now we're presenting our show in a convenient, easy-to-use, one-hour version every night on Sundance Channel. Finally, you'll be able to see what we're talking about. Right, Strom?
That's right, Al. I'm going on TV.
Tune in every night at 11:30 on Sundance Channel for the Al Franken Show. If you don't get Sundance Channel, go to their website, sundancechannel.com. Al and Sundance Channel. Together again.
Attention, Single Air America listeners. I'm here with Brush Lintball.
This is the old Brusho, Brush Lintball.
To tell you about DemocraticMatch.com. You're listening to Air America because you're intelligent, progressive, and like the thousands of members at DemocraticMatch.com, you don't drink right-wing Kool-Aid. Right, Brush?
Right-wing wackos are fine to laugh at on all their radio programs, but no one wants to date one, right?
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Air America listeners and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews. What do you say, Brush?
Democrats are smarter. Democrats are more evolved. Democrats are more fun. Democrats make better lovers. Democrats have better hearts.
This is your chance to actually meet the other people who listen to Air America, people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. DemocraticMatch.com is completely free for a limited time. So what have you got to lose? Sign up today at DemocraticMatch.com.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 800-921-BURN, and you'll get $20 off two bottles of Cortislim. Call 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't know why George W. Bush was the
president. That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
We don't fight a religion.
No, we fight evil. No, our struggle is against evil people. Evil people that claim they're religious but are not.
Oh, that's a nice little tagline you put on that, moron. That would be then just a whole bunch of Christians, right? Yeah, well. All right, a couple more items here, and then back to your phone calls. Alabama now is facing some voting problems. Yeah, Alabama. According to the Associated Press, various counties across that state struggle to deal with a backlog of thousands of last-minute voter registrations. Now, who do you, you know, it's a toss-up. Who do you think is last-minute registrations to vote in Alabama? I would think that it would be mostly Democrats because historically, Democrats, whether they're black or white, have been kind of suppressed in the state of Alabama. But it's gotten so intense that Alabama's head of voter registration quit yesterday, just walked out. Anita Tatum, director of the State Office of Voter Registration, said she resigned under pressure because of the surge of requests for new voter forms and registrations. Ms. Tatum would not comment on the reasons for her departure 2 weeks before the election. She just walked out, just said, no, I'm out of here. Now, it doesn't sound like much. 37,000 newly registered voters statewide in September, and as many as 110,000 additional voters this year. But in Alabama, a state that has been devastated by the Bush economy, a state that has cut back on everything, a state that is essentially, they're two backward steps away from bankruptcy. Nothing happens in Alabama right now because they have no money. There's no money coming in from the feds. There's no tax money coming in. Businesses are fleeing the state and going to India or Mexico or Sri Lanka or the Mariana Islands. Alabama is in a world of hurt, and they simply can't afford. Now, this is what is happening in so many states here in the old Confederacy, the Deep South, where folks have been hit and hit hard. You know, we've never had union representation down here. Consequently, the average income of a Southerner is considerably less than the average income of an equally employed Northerner or Southwesterner or Westerner. Because workers here in the South, as stupid as we are, we're always told, well, you know, Them Jew union organizers from New York, they'll just come down here and try to organize you, and you lose your job. That's what. And people believed it. So as a result, the textile industry that was never unionized here in the South, it's gone now. It's gone. All the people who busted their asses, both husband and wife, working themselves, just, you know, getting lint in their lungs. What the hell is the name of that disease? Kathy, you know it as well as I do. You were born in the South. What's it called? From, you know, working in textile mills, breathing in fibers. Can't think of it. But, you know, they were told, workers here in the South, just in the textile industry, don't organize, and you got a job. Organize, and you're dead meat. And what happened? Who makes textiles in the South anymore? Huh? It's all gone. Farming industry? Essentially gone. Who runs the big hog-producing farms in North Carolina, as foul and vile as they are? Who runs the chicken-producing farms in northern Georgia? Who runs the produce farms? These huge, huge agribusinesses. Who runs those? A small family farmer? Get real. Construction? Native-born Southerners, black and white, they have been supplanted now. They're not organized either. We have Mexican immigrants. We have Guatemalan immigrants, Ecuadorian, people from all over Central and South America and Mexico, a lot of them undocumented, who come into the country, and instead of working a decent wage, $14, $15 an hour, the white bosses know that they can screw other white people and hire colored people, brown people, black people, red people, for dirt cheap wages. So Alabama is facing ballot problems. Yeah, so is Mississippi, so is Arkansas, so is Georgia, so is South Carolina. It just goes on and on. So is Tennessee, so is Kentucky, and Southern Virginia. I leave Florida out because Florida really isn't the South. Alabama faces ballot problems. And in one more here, Henry Hyde is, my God, does he still represent DuPage County, Illinois? Who sent me this? One of our regular correspondents sent this to me. The DuPage County Election Commission, that's one of the collar counties around Chicago that's always has been Republican. The DuPage County Election Commission has begun distributing a sample ballot with Henry Hyde listed as facing no opposition. Well, there's a woman named Christine, I think it's Segelis, C-E-G-E-L-I-S, either Segelis or Segelis. She won! She won the Democratic primary in DuPage County. Her name is left off the sample ballot. The sample ballot was distributed by the DuPage County Election Commission to over 40 local newspapers that reach hundreds of thousands of potential voters in the 6th District. The error could cost Christine the election. She said, "This was not an honest mistake. Considering I won the primary, I cannot believe that anyone at the DuPage County Election Commission did not know that I was running against Henry Hyde. This does not give me any confidence in DuPage County's ability to hold a fair election." Well, yes, Christine Segelis, you're absolutely right. You're dead meat. That's because Henry Hyde, this adulterous old fart, this guy who is, how many families has he broken up? Huh? You take a look at him and you think he couldn't get it up with splints. But he has. Oh, that's right. He's one of the Knights of Columbus, too. I mean, I think he's also Opus Dei, you know, some of these extreme right-wing Catholic organization people. But he has no problem committing adultery. He has no problem destroying marriages. And his machine has no problem in trying to tamper with an election. Jesus is waiting for you, Henry, like he's waiting for Pat Robertson. And, well, I shouldn't say Jesus. I should say Satan, the big guy with the horns. Your day's coming, dude. Quick break. We'll be back. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Your dog eats your new sofa. Pet satisfaction rating 3%. Your hairdresser doesn't know burnt auburn from burnt toast. Hair color satisfaction rating 5%. After years of marriage, your husband still leaves the seat up. Spouse satisfaction rating minus 2%. Your car insurance company saves you hundreds of dollars and handles your claim quickly and fairly. Car insurance satisfaction rating 97%. Oh, you must have Geico.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. 1-800-947-AUTO.
3, 2, 1. Happy New President!
On Election Eve, we're sending the Idiot King back to Crawford. The funniest political comics in New York will be at the Triad Theater the night before Election Day at 9 o'clock with the Bush's Last Night Comedy Show. Join writers and comics from SNL, Tough Crowd, VH1, and Air America at the Triad Theater, 158 West 72nd Street between Broadway and Columbus. Get tickets at theatermania.com or call 212-352-3101 Monday, November 1st at the Triad Theater. It's Bush's Last Night!
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. President Bush and Democratic challenger John Kerry are continuing to focus on key battleground states. At a rally in Hershey, Pennsylvania, Bush outlined his health care plan.
We will expand health savings accounts so workers and small businesses are able to pay lower premiums and people can save tax-free in a health care account they manage and call their own.
It was the president's 40th visit to Pennsylvania, one of the main battleground states in the presidential race. Meanwhile, Senator John Kerry was in another state where the election is considered very tight. Kerry appeared to be courting the conservative vote in Ohio, as Priscilla Huff reports.
Along with some birds, John Kerry was hoping to bag some voters by going duck hunting in the key battleground state of Ohio. The hunting party actually shot four Canada geese, including one brought down by the Democratic political challenger. Campaign officials said the hunting trip was intended to let voters get a better sense of Senator Kerry, who has said he's always hunted. However, that could backfire. Conservative Americans strongly support gun ownership and hunting, but millions of liberals would like to see a damper put on the practice. Priscilla Huff, Washington.
Retired General and former Democratic presidential candidate Wesley Clark criticized President Bush for failing his duty in protecting Americans before the 9/11 terror attacks. And Clark talked about a joke around the Pentagon after 9/11.
Saddam Hussein, if he didn't do it, too bad, he should have, because we're going to get him anyway. This is the joke that was going through the senior officer ranks in the Pentagon, because they knew that the president was determined to get Saddam Hussein, and they knew there was no valid, urgent reason to do so.
More flu vaccine is on the way. Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson made the announcement on Thursday.
MedImmune notified me today that we will have an additional 1 million doses of the FluMist nasal spray flu vaccine this year. That brings our FluMist supply to 3 million doses.
Thompson said Aventis Pasteur will be shipping more flu vaccine in the coming weeks. The Boston Police Department is taking responsibility for the death of a Red Sox fan during Wednesday night's massive celebration outside Fenway Park. Police Commissioner Kathleen O'Toole says it appears that 21-year-old Emerson College student Victoria Snellgrove was hit with what was supposed to be a non-lethal projectile fired by an officer. At least 15 other people were injured during the massive celebration early Thursday morning. That celebration spilled onto the street surrounding Fenway Park after the Red Sox eliminated the New York Yankees. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day. For the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
You're sorry you're late? No. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself, waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel?
Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please come up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Hi, this is Al Franken on the next Al Franken Show. With only days to go until Halloween, and then after that the election, it's time to get down to basics. Who would you rather have as your president? A means-directed, deontological neo-Kantian, or a more teleological post-pragmatist? Philosopher Peter Singer will help us figure out that. Plus, writer Lou DeBose teaches us the tactics of delay. Tom Delay, that is. And our Friday afternoon fixture, Joe Coniston. That's all coming up on the next Al Franken Show.
Welcome back, 6:30 past the hour. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Back to your phone calls here in just a moment. This election in the 6th district of, is it 6th district? I think it is, of Illinois, that Henry Hyde bought and paid for going back God knows how many years. Henry Hyde's machine, which owns the DuPage County Election Commission, Henry Hyde's political machine owns just about everything in DuPage County. That is arguably one of the most corrupt, politically corrupt counties in America. And they operate their corruption under the guise of being good church-going Republicans. They're not. They're thugs. My good friends at WLS, Nancy Skinner and Ski Anderson, this goes back a few years, not that many, maybe 5-6 years ago. They were doing a series of reports on the illegal activities of Henry Hyde, and not just his illegal activities, but his immoral and unethical activities. And to make a long story short, they were warned by WLS not to talk about Henry Hyde. And they had done a lot of research, Ski and Skinner, so they went ahead and talked about him on a Sunday anyway. The following Monday, they were called into the boss's office, and they only had a Saturday and Sunday show, and their Saturday show was taken away from them. And they were essentially muzzled. And this is the power of Henry Hyde, okay? Because Hyde's people obviously called, they didn't bother calling the twerps that ran WLS. They called New York. I'm sure they called Disney. They called Michael Eisner and said, you shut those two punks up that's on your network or on your station, or, there's going to be hell to pay when your license comes up for renewal or whatever. I don't know what was said, but threats were made. This is how they operate. This is how Republicans operate. So I watched two good friends go down in flames, and they were replaced by, like I was replaced on that station, by right-wing maniacs. But here, Henry Hyde, who he must be 80. I have nothing against old folks. I hope to be one someday. Well, older than I am now. I'm bordering on it right now. But, these old politicians who no longer have any reason for being in government. Government should be a young person's gig. You get in, you give it your best shot, you try to make the place better, and get the hell out. But these people like Strom Thurmond and Henry Hyde, the list just goes on and on. I'm not going to bore you with the list. But they don't do anything to advance any sort of progressive agenda for this country. They are dead weight. Only they're worse than dead weight. They are criminal dead weight. And that's what Henry Hyde is. Henry Hyde is a thief, a liar, a criminal, a sneak, a cheat. I just pick a word. He's a bad person. So his machine that runs the DuPage County Election Commission said, leave the broad's name off, okay? That'll fix her. And they did leave the broad's name off. Christine Sigelis, who won the Democratic Party primary and was ready to take on this thug, this cretin, this creep, Henry Hyde. And on the sample ballot now, will she be on the real ballot? Oh, probably. I'm sure they'll find their error. The lieutenant governor of Illinois, Pat Quinn, issued a statement that said, the DuPage County Election Commission has a solemn duty to conduct elections with competence and without bias. Oh, please, Pat. Please. And Pat Robertson, who identifies himself as a messenger of Christ, has an obligation to preach the gospel as Christ preached it, not to go scumming around in African countries looking for gold and diamonds. How vile is that? Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? Well, it's Al Franken's program where they are doing interviews with, or is it Janine? Damn it, I should know this. I think it's Al's program. They're doing interviews. They're picking Democratic challengers to some of these Republican killers who may or may not have a chance because of lack of money, lack of this kind of stuff. And they're interviewing them. Maybe on Al's program, they'll have Christine Segelis. I hope I'm saying the name right. Segelis. You might want to go to her website. I'm sure it's Segelis for Congress. If you check it out, go take a look at her website. If you got an extra $25, shoot it her way, would you? I mean, come on. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You know, that DuPage County, Henry Hyde's district is right up against Denny Hastert's district. I mean, these people are just scum. And the thing about Henry Hyde that just makes me, almost lose my lunch every day when I used to think about it. I don't think about him anymore because I don't live there. But he's such a hypocrite. He's like so many of these right-wingers. This is a guy, his poor wife, she was married to him until she died, yeah. All those years when she knew that Henry Hyde was, in a gentler term, they called it stepping out on her. She knew her husband was stepping out on her. She knew, let's put it where it is, that he was a filthy adulterer. And this is a Catholic. This is an Opus Dei Catholic. This is a Knights of Columbus Catholic, right? What does it say? Doesn't it say something about adultery and bearing false witness? When you swear an oath before Christ and God to honor your marriage and then you don't, isn't that bearing false witness? I mean, isn't it? But the poor old woman had to deal with this guy until she finally died. Henry Hyde, they're just so bad. Is there one decent Republican other than Lincoln Chafee or Olympia Snow, or is there any more, Kathy? Are they the only two? Oh God. All right. Stephen is calling from New Jersey. Stephen's been holding on forever. Stephen, thanks for holding on. Welcome to the program.
Oh, it's good to be on. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing fine, sir.
Catholics. I'm a Catholic. I've been a Catholic all my life. I am against abortion, and I'm voting for Kerry. Now, that comes as a shocker to most Catholics listening, and I'm doing it because I think if we did some statistics, and this ethics professor from Fuller Theological Seminary did a study, and they noticed that U.S. abortion rates declined 17.4% in 1990s.
Yes.
To a 24-year low. Then Bush took office, and many expected that downward trend to continue.
Yeah, we talked about this on the program the other night, and it's gone up. It's gone up!
It's 52,000 more abortions. And, you know, Catholics need to hear that. Now, is it realistic to think that you can end abortion? Now, I believe there's no one in this country of ours who's pro-abortion.
No, I don't think that. No, of course not.
Pro-choice,
right.
Pro-life, and you struggle. You struggle in the gray zone tremendously, but you just can't outlaw this thing. Now, if we really want to become a pro-life society, we must focus on real people and the conditions that lead women and couples to seek abortions, jobs, health care, living income.
Absolutely.
That has to be part of the pro-life agenda. So I would challenge Catholics to find the correlation, the link between the Bush presidency and his abortion issues with economic policy.
Yeah, and they're there, and that's what we talked about. The article that that I had that talked about this, the rise in abortions, the rise in teen suicides, the rise in everything bad and the decline in everything good that we experienced over the Clinton years is just out of control. And where it concerns abortion, more women are getting more abortions now because, as you point out, and the article pointed out, economic issues. It's hard to find a man with a job. It's hard to be a woman and maintain your job. And, you know, that's one of the reasons marriage rates are declining. Who in the hell wants to marry somebody that doesn't have a job, whether they're man or woman in Bush's America? But to raise a kid, you know, it takes two people, and in most cases it takes two jobs. Kathy and I work together. Kathy and I raised this kid together. I guess she could stay home and we could get by, but it would be tough. So, rising abortion rates have to do with Bush's economic policies, no question. Hey, Stephen.
Catholics who vote for Kerry will not go to hell.
I don't think they will.
Okay.
They'll get employed, for one thing. Thanks, Stephen. You have a nice evening, sir. Quick break. We'll be back. This is Air America Radio.
Every sperm is sacred. Every sperm is great. If a sperm is wasted, God gets quite irate.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd. And a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
We've all been there, at the end of the line, frightened, confused, crying out for the smallest human kindness, when finally there's a voice.
Next!
Most people would tell you that these visits to the Department of Motor Vehicles are the most hazardous times in a driver's life. But they're wrong. Dead wrong. Because the fact is, pollution caused by fuel exhaust is reaching dangerous levels. Right about now, you're probably wondering, what can I do? Plenty, my friend, plenty. Next time you're buying a car, choose one with the best gas mileage that meets your needs and fits your budget. Knowing that you're helping to keep our air cleaner and reducing our country's dependence on oil should slow your weeping the next time you're called in to renew your driver's license. For information on how to find a fuel-efficient car that's kinder to the planet and right for you, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to GetGreen.com. It's easy to do, and you'll learn to save money on gas. Now, that's enough to make you smile.
Next!
If only for a moment. That's GetGreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
Attention smokers, find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next 2 cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Welcome back, 22 past the hour. Oh, to hell with it. Let's just go back to the calls. Duncan, is it Duncan, is calling from Northern Canada, or do you call yourself Dunk?
Yeah, Duncan. I am a carpenter, and the U.S. dollar has dropped 10 cents in the past week in Canada. It's a 40-year low, and I'm wondering if it's a lack of confidence in your present government.
I think it's yes. I think globally, the people who determine the ebb and flow of capital on the planet are looking at what we have had in this country for 4 years and how George W. Bush has decimated the value of the dollar here at home. And the only thing that has kept inflation from going crazy was 13 reductions in interest rates by his friend at the Federal Reserve, Alan Greenspan. And I think various countries around the world are saying we better start switching to the euro. It's more stable. It doesn't have a psychopath running the country that produces it, although the euro represents how many countries? 15, 16. So, yeah, I think there's no question that the decline in the dollar is a direct result of the insane policies of the Bush crime family, economic, where it concerns global interactions politically, militarily with other countries. Yes, yes, yes.
May I ask you also, why are Canadians accepted worldwide where U.S. citizens aren't?
Because you're Canadian. Why? What? Because you don't have a government that invades countries and says we'll invade anyone we want to and we're going to develop tactical nuclear weapons and use them and we're religious nutcases. Canada doesn't have that. We do.
Well,
until November 2nd.
I enjoy watching your program and I will continue.
Thank you, Duncan. I appreciate your call. Yeah, that's all going to change on November 2nd. At least the beginnings of the change will occur on November 2nd when George is defeated again. Only this time, it's not going to go to the Supreme Court. Did you read those things? Kerry has said that he is ready to fight tooth and nail. He's not going to do a Gore. I mean, bless Al Gore. He's really come into his own now. But 4 years ago, Al Gore was a coward. I don't know what the hell his problem was. Maybe he had back trouble, you know, like a yellow streak, 4 inches wide, running from his ass all the way up to the back of his head. I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe he knew something we didn't. Maybe he was threatened. Maybe he was told, you fight this, we'll kill you. I don't know. So I'm going to take the cheap shot. Al Gore was a coward. And he let this country sink the way it sank. Now, he's redeeming himself, yes. Al Gore, you're my man. You're my main man. Love you, bro. Hope everything works out. I really have to have a beer with you anytime. You're like, I know him. You know, like he knows I'm alive, right? But you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. John Kerry has made it plain he will fight if these thugs, these pigs, try to do to him what they did to Al Gore. I was so disappointed in Al Gore on December 12th, 2000, when Al Gore pulled the plug on the whole thing and came out and gave that speech. And again, I know I'm taking a cheap shot here because I don't know what kind of pressure was put on Gore. I have no idea. If any was. So I take the cheap way out and say, Al Gore, you're just a rotten coward. But that's me, right? Brian is calling from Dallas, Texas. Hey, Brian, welcome to the program.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going pretty good. How about you, Brian?
Pretty good. It was just something that concerned me. You know, yesterday, you know, a great, admirable president of ours has served 8 years, had his chest ripped open, and, you know, survived a surgery, and here he is on stage supporting John Kerry in the media. I mean, all I see is a handshake. I don't see any substance. I don't see any kind of things that Clinton had to say. I mean, this is a president recovering from a massive surgery, and our news media, the best they can do is just show a simple handshake and a nod. Mm-hmm. And no substance at all. And, you know, how ridiculous. I mean, could you imagine Ronald Reagan coming out of a surgery, you know?
No. No. You know, the thing about Clinton, Brian, and I do know this to be true. You know, Clinton is an actor. He's brilliant, but he's a political actor. And what sustains Clinton is not food and drink. That makes him sick and almost kills him. What sustains Clinton is the political stage. And God bless him for it. I mean, this is not in any way to be construed as a complaint. Talking Clinton down, he is, but he's an actor, and the thing that will heal his surgery quicker than anything else is to get out there and campaign, as long as he doesn't, you know, stress himself or strain himself. Now, as far as media is concerned, media hate Clinton, and I'll tell you why. Every one of these bastards hate him. CNN to ABC, all of them, and you know why? Because he defeated them too. The media was on him like white on rice, all during, you know, the Monica thing, the impeachment thing, the Whitewater thing, the Vince Foster thing, the Hillary Gate thing. Just, I mean, they couldn't stop, could they? They were like cannibals, and Clinton gave them all the stiff stick right up the hiney hole and broke it off. And right. And they hate him for it because he beat him. He beat him. He beat him bloody. Bless his heart.
I think they realize that nothing would be more efficacious in helping Kerry than showing Clinton on stage with them shaking hands. Cause,
yeah. Well, you know, I hate the media in this country and I hate Republicans and but I love Jack Daniels and Coca-Cola. Brian, thanks for checking in, pal. You have a nice evening. Quick break. We'll be right back.
By our own leader, we have been driven to the edge of Armageddon. Bill Clinton told a lie, Bush lies and people die.
Head driving to Valero, gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero, make a turn for the better.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
You're driving to Valero for all the vroom you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Whether you're looking for the best flashlights, radios, and antennas, we've got them at Sea Crane Company. Hi, this is Bob. And that's just a sample of some of the great items you'll find in the Sea Crane catalog. We're constantly searching for new, impressive products, and only the best things we find make it into our catalog. Like the best kitchen knives you can get for the money, and the finest set of pruners we've ever seen. The list goes on and on. And oh yeah, we've got the best solar lights, LED lamps, and shortwave radios, rain gauges, telescopes, barometers, pillow speakers.
Bob could go on and on. That's because the Sea Crane catalog is filled with so many incredibly fun and useful things. But take a look for yourself by calling for the free Sea Crane catalog at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863. Or go to the web at ccradio.com. The Sea Crane Company. Discover something new today.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
This November, America's most important decisions will be made. You should be involved.
I care about education and national security.
You can go online to learn about the candidates and their positions at dnet.org.
I care about my mother's social security.
The League of Women Voters will help you learn what you want to know.
Count me in. I want to be a part of America's most important decisions.
This message brought to you by the League of Women Voters and the National Association of Broadcasters.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please come up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
The Air America phones are ringing off the hook.
I call it the pachyderm limbo. How low can this elephant go?
Everyone's calling Air America Radio.
Those greedy, selfish, self-oriented do anything to win and put that lying Bush administration in office. They didn't even know that he was a college cheerleader.
866-303-AAR0. Call and let it rip.
These Republicans have triggered such an asthma attack in my body. I cannot breathe.
Twenty-six before the hour, Carrie said today, was it today or yesterday? Yeah, it was yesterday. He said he would discontinue the color-coded life-saverish terror alerts that Ashcroft came up with, the another religious psychopath, and handed off to the so-called Department of Homeland Security. Carrie said he would find a more thoughtful way of alerting America. That was in an interview in Rolling Stone magazine, which, by the way, I think you can access online. Kerry said, referring to the alerts in this interview, I think Americans, sadly, laugh at it. They don't know what to do. Kerry said he felt, quote, a sense of bitter disappointment, personally, end quote, by the ads run by the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth that questioned his conduct and the medals he received as a naval lieutenant during the war. There's more. You ought to check it out. It's a good interview. What? Carrie has an idea better than duct tape and plastic wrap to protect ourselves? Oh, my God. Well, he must be a lying communist. Oh, that's right. He went to Vietnam to kill Americans, and he came back and tried to blow up the Washington Monument. That's right. I forgot about that. That was after he accused, I don't know, who did he accuse? I guess he accused all the World War II vets of operating the death camps in Poland or something like that. I mean, it sounded like, from what I can tell, the way the media treated it, that's what these snots from the Swift Boat Veterans Gang came up with. It sounded like Kerry had committed crimes against humanity. Oh, well. Anyway, Kerry's going to get rid of the color-coded terror alert thing and come up with something that is reasonable, logical, he says. Okay. Chris is calling from Maryland. Chris, thanks for holding on. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey.
I just wanted to say one of your previous callers was talking about birth rates and worrying about skewed elections further down the road once these kids grow up.
Yeah.
I don't remember where it was published, but I think it was Columbia University took some Census Bureau information and noticed that there's a strong correlation. The more education a couple has in general, the fewer children they have, and also if you correlate that with strong religious tendencies, the less religious people are having fewer children. So the strongly religious undereducated people in general seem to be outbreeding the rest of us.
Well, that's scary.
Yeah, it's very scary.
Yeah. Well, I don't doubt the study. It's just that I would assume that people would hold off on having children. There is no more unlimited welfare anymore, thanks to the Clinton administration. So if you are poor, if you are uneducated, if you cannot find employment, if the jobs that used to be open to folks where they could still make a living without a college degree, if they no longer exist, except in talk radio, I would think that people would that would slow the birth rate, but maybe not. I know it has increased the abortion rate.
Well, you would hope that it would slow the birth rate, but then again, I did honestly hear someone say.
Oh, I believe you.
No. This is the epitome of scary. They were very happy that they were having another child, and when someone that I was with said, "You idiot, those are my tax dollars you're spending," they said, "No, it's not. That's the government's money." And when we asked them where they think the government gets the money, they print it.
Well, what can I say? What can I say? Chris, thanks for checking in. I appreciate your call. You have a nice evening. Jim is calling from the great state of Alabama. Hey, Jim.
Hey, how's it going, Mike?
It's going fine. You've heard that old joke. What's the best thing that comes out of Alabama? Interstate 20?
Yeah, Interstate 20. I'm on Interstate 59 right now.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm headed back from a carry and Democratic Party rally up in the northern part of the state, and just wanted to relate a little story to you.
All right.
At the end of the rally, I actually, as a volunteer, was giving a little speech, and several other candidates were there, candidates for local office were there, and a lady came up to me, and we were chatting, and she said, "I'm very torn about the election, the presidential election." She said, "I can't convince my husband to vote for Kerry. He's a preacher, and from the way she said it, you could just tell it's a pretty far right kind of Protestant denomination."
Right.
And that's not all we have here in Alabama, by the way, but you could just tell that was one. And she said, "You know, it's the abortion thing," and we were talking about that. And then she said, what was interesting was that she was very obviously a Kerry supporter. But as we were walking out of the building, she said, now, the real dilemma for me is that I can't vote for Kerry. And I said, well, why can't you vote for Kerry? And she said, well, because I can't vote against my husband's wishes.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
And I mean, and I live in Alabama, okay?
Yeah.
But this is a new one on me. I've heard the, you know, there's, you can find a line in the Bible to justify any position at all. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, this is my take on fundamentalism. I don't care what religion it is. Look at fundamentalist Muslim women, how they are treated. Look at fundamentalist Christian women, how they are treated.
Sure.
I would imagine this woman, it's amazing to me that she was even allowed to leave the house.
I don't know. I mean, maybe they've got an understanding where she can, who knows? She seemed like a very nice lady, really a pretty rational lady.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and I've heard there's a lot of the fundamentalist folks that believe, based on, I guess, some of Paul's writing, that the women should be second class in the church.
Absolutely. Women
and all that kind of stuff. But I've never actually heard anybody say, I can't vote for a particular candidate because my husband is not in favor of that candidate in terms of, you know, and I just said to her, I just looked at her and I kind of smiled at her and I said, you know, you don't have to tell him how you vote.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, I can't, you know, I have to follow my faith. And I don't know, I just, gee whiz, you know, I don't know what you say to people like that. Probably not a whole lot.
There really isn't anything you can say. Somebody, an adult in America in 2004 who has had essentially her right to vote, the dictates of her heart, her mind, taken away from her. Not by her husband. He's as much of a victim as she is.
Yep.
But taken away by this vile, disgusting fundamentalist religion stuff. That's a real shame.
Well, on the positive side, though, I did get her to think about. I told her to buy the book. What's the Matter with Kansas? I don't know if you've heard of that book.
Oh sure, yeah. I've read.
I told her to buy that. She said she would. I said okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, and the other thing is it. You think it'll be against his religion if you just don't vote? And she said, well, I'll work on that. So,
well, if you see
maybe the two of them will just sit at home instead of going to vote for Bush.
if you happen to see her again, you might, just what we were just talking about a couple of phone calls today ago, and I mentioned it, I brought it up on the air the other night, if abortion is her one issue, or
it's
her husband.
It's not her issue. It's her husband's issue.
Husband's,
that's what's so weird about it.
Her husband's issue. Why not point out to her that abortions under George Bush have gone up 17% from what they were under the Clinton era, and there's no reason why they're not going to continue to skyrocket. So if you want more abortions, vote for Bush. If you want less abortions, vote for a Kerry. I don't know if that would resonate with the...
Well, and not to mention, you know, there's something a little bizarre about a group of people who are so pro-life, and then once the baby's born, they've never seen it, you know.
Yeah, I hear that. I hear that. Jim, thanks for
joining us.
Drive safely. I appreciate your call. Yeah, you wouldn't think that would be the case, would you? That yes, you would. Yes, you would. Jim and I both know better, and it's not so much Alabama; it's America. That in this day and age, these religious fundamentalists, first of all, they want to destroy the whole idea of independence for women. You know, one of the darkest days in American history to these thugs was in 1920 when women got the right to vote. There were women who were jailed. There were women who were beaten to the ground, just like the religious fundamentalists in Islamic countries still do. Women beat to the ground in this country for demanding the right to vote, for picketing, for protesting, for asserting their rights of birth control or abortion. Yeah, you don't think that our generation's the only one that's had to deal with abortion. You know, back in the 20s and 30s, or in the teens and 20s, it was an issue here. It was one of the issues that drove the feminist movement back then, women's suffrage, was the right of women to control their own bodies. So it's, you know, this is not a 60s issue. This is an issue that goes back to 1912. But it you know, it still happens. It still happens. And this is another reason why, to me, religious fundamentalism is, you know, the spawn or the sperm of Satan. Take your pick. Malloy here on Air America Radio.
Don't tell me heaven is on the earth. I know you don't know what life is really worth. It's not all that glitter is gold. Half the story had never been told. And now you see the light. Stand up for your right. No.
Now you can dial a diamond and save half by calling Empire Diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. If you're in the market for a solitaire, engagement ring, anniversary, or investment diamond, then shop around, get the best price, and then dial a diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Empire will advise you on size, shapes, and values. They'll sell you diamonds directly from the source without a middleman's markup. These diamonds are guaranteed to be priced at half the retail price. A diamond certification by the Gemological Institute of America will be faxed or mailed to you. For qualified buyers, your diamond will be sent to your home or office for a free 10-day no-obligation inspection. Upon your satisfaction, you then pay for your purchase and get a 60-day money-back guarantee. Empire Diamond, located in the Empire State Building for over half a century, guarantees the lowest priced diamonds, 10-day free inspection, and money-back guarantee. Save over half on your diamonds. Call 1-800-SAVE-HALF. That's 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Visit us at dialadiamond.com.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day. For the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D-batteries?
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AV. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
This is your 30-second Vanguard Insight on expense ratios. When comparing mutual fund expense ratios, the smaller the number, the more money you keep. Ratios that start with whole numbers? Not good. If you see a decimal point first and then the numbers? Better. Expense ratio too high? Call 1-888-VANGUARD or visit us at Vanguard.com.
Call for prospectus for more information. Read and consider it carefully before you invest. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
Would you like to lose those extra pounds? CarboBlocker is clinically proven in a double-blind study to give you results. We're so confident that CarboBlocker works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of CarboBlocker and fit back into your favorite jeans again. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner?
Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
It's about 9 minutes before the hour. Gosh, time just rips by when you're having fun, doesn't it? I hope you're going to join me tomorrow night. Friday already. Credit where credit's due. The program was engineered tonight in New York City by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac. Linda Blake screened your phone calls in New York. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Ben Birch operates WhiteRoseSociety.org and archives this program. Mark Marshall at MaximumInteractive.com is our webmaster. At MikeMalloy.com. Jim in Arkansas is our music bureau chief. And Catherine Bay, our executive producer. Thanks to everybody for your efforts tonight. Karen is calling from North Carolina. Karen, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
Sure.
I'm just first time hearing you, and I'm so happy to hear someone speak the truth on the radio.
Well, I'm glad you found the program, and by the way, you ought to listen all day long. You're probably getting it on the internet, right?
No, I'm on the, I got it on the radio.
Oh, great. Well, starting in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, Air America Radio has great programming.
Yes, I have been listening to it just recently.
Oh, yeah. Good. Oh, good.
And I was wondering if you are aware of this attorney by the name of Stanley Hilton, who is representing the hundreds of the victims of the families of 9/11?
Yes, and they filed a lawsuit, I believe, against the Saudis, and they are asking for, in the discovery phase, they're asking for documents and this and that, and is that what you're referring to?
Well,
Karen? Oh, no.
For his involvement in 9/11.
We missed that part. They're suing who?
Bush.
Oh, really?
Yes, they are suing Bush and the rest of the Bush gang because they have documented evidence that they not only allowed 9/11 to happen, but that Bush personally signed an order, and this man has the evidence.
Well, that's I would be very interested in seeing something like that materialize.
I know.
My worst-case scenario is that the Bush crime family knew an event was going to occur and could have stopped it and didn't. But if they were active participants in setting up an attack on this country, then he should be tried as a co-conspirator in mass murder, and in his state, you execute people for that.
Well, he shouldn't be running for president. He should be impeached immediately.
Well, I would think.
This is just unbelievable. This man, the CIA, actually went into his office and stole documents out. He's having a rough time, but he is pulling this together.
Well, if you can send me a link, Karen, just email it to MikeDMalloy@AOL.com. I'd love to see it. Maybe we can talk about it in depth on the air some night, okay?
Okay. Well, the interview is all on the Rents.com. Everyone could go to www.rents.com.
Yeah, Jeff Rents is a website. Okay, well, check it out there then.
Yeah. All
okay.
Right. Thank you.
Will do. Thanks, Karen. I appreciate you checking in. Anne is calling from Sacramento. Anne, thanks for holding on. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for taking my call. I was just calling about the Catholic religion. Now, I'm not Catholic, but as far as I know, they're against abortion and the death penalty.
And war.
So why do they make a big deal and say, don't vote for Kerry? There are all these priests going around saying, don't vote for Kerry because he's for abortion. But they're not saying, don't vote for Bush because he's for the death penalty. I'm confused.
So am I. I don't get it. To me, it's the H word, once again, hypocrisy of the highest order. I think, Zell Miller said a couple of weeks ago, I wish we still could have duels. You know, in a way, I wish we could still take priests and excommunicate them. For making these kinds of stands and positions and screwing with the minds of their flocks, so to speak. I my bottom line, Ann, I just despise religion, so I'm not a very good one to ask about this. I see nothing but hypocrisy.
Well, I'm almost with you there. I've never been Catholic, but I can't believe all they've been through with the police. Priests molesting little kids. Mm-hmm. Why they don't keep their damn mouth shut? I'm sorry. Why don't they? I can't believe it. You know, and why no one? I've listened for years. I would say months about this abortion and death penalty, and no one brings it up.
Well, I understand what you're saying. The hypocrisy of it is brought up, but it's not brought up by the Catholic Church's hierarchy. They're very selective in what they're saying. If George Bush favors war, and he obviously does, why don't they speak out against him? If John Kerry, who's I believe has said that he's not pro-abortion, he's pro-choice, which means he is pro-woman, but the Catholic hierarchy does not like women. Women are to shut up, squeeze babies out, keep their mouths shut, and submit themselves to men. Even within the structure of the church, outside the structure of the church, women are second-class citizens. They always have been. And if the Catholic Church or the Protestant Church is not all the Protestant Church, but some of the fundamentalist sects, and the Catholic Church, if they have their way, and Islam, women will always be second-class citizens. And again, fundamentalist Islam, I'm talking about a modernist approach to some of these religions. But to me, it all is just garbage. I don't like any of it. Anne, thanks for checking
in.
We're out of time. I hope you have a nice evening. And we are out of time, aren't we? Thanks for participating tonight in whatever manner you did. I do appreciate it. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow night. Watch your back, okay? And don't forget to take your vitamins. This is Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Hey, you've reached Chris and Jim. Leave a message. Hey, sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be late again, so don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay. Bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. President Bush and Democratic challenger John Kerry are continuing to focus on key battleground states. At a rally in Hershey, Pennsylvania, Bush outlined his health care plan.
We will expand health savings accounts so workers and small businesses are able to pay lower premiums and people can save tax-free in a health care account they manage and call their own.
It was the president's 40th visit to Pennsylvania, one of the main battleground states in the presidential race. Meanwhile, Senator John Kerry was in another state where the election is considered very tight. Kerry appeared to be courting the conservative vote in Ohio, as Priscilla Huff reports.
Along with some birds, John Kerry was hoping to bag some voters by going duck hunting in the key battleground state of Ohio. The hunting party actually shot four Canada geese, including one brought down by the Democratic political challenger. Campaign officials said the hunting trip was intended to let voters get a better sense of Senator Kerry, who has said he's always hunted. However, that could backfire. Conservative Americans strongly support gun ownership and hunting, but millions of liberals would like to see a damper put on the practice. Priscilla Huff, Washington.
Retired General and former Democratic presidential candidate Wesley Clark criticized President Bush for failing his duty in protecting Americans before the 9/11 terror attack.